want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Stop, Don, the Rock. Stop, Don, the Rock.
Stop, Don, the Rock.
Stop, Don, the Rock. Can't stop, the Rock. You can't stop, the Rock.
Fantastic.
The Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, competing for East Germany in the Luge. A dissolved country, if you will.
That's pronounced Loogie.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Vaughn and all the ships at sea. Second only to the Jumble in its importance, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. And hello, and thank you for listening. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday.
YD.
February 8th. Here's your phone numbers. From anywhere in America. Well, we love taking your phone calls. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And we're in New York an extra day this week. At WNEW, you may call us at 877-692-1027. I don't want to let the show go by without introducing King of the Crossword Puzzles.
Hi.
There he is, our friend. Three down. Let me see. It's a phrase. Three down. Buzz's job status on the show.
Okay.
Actually, it's four words.
It's a big one.
Hanging by a thread. And then you follow it up with the D on thread.
Yes.
And you have a two-man, you have a two-word answer. Dead man walking. Anyway, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Thank you for listening, everybody. Jam-packed it is. Glad to be spending the extra day in New York.
Walk the hall.
Wish I could tell you why, but that will become apparent.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we off the air?
Yeah. No, we're on the air. We just can't hear anything.
Okay.
I hit some button.
God damn.
I hit a button. We can't hear anything.
We have lost all hearing. We can hear ourselves through the headphones, but...
John, we need some help. I reached over. Here's what happened.
That control board is a little Pandora.
I reached over to pick up this stuff, and it fell down here.
It's scary on this side.
So let's try to figure out... what it is, why we can't hear anything. We are still on the air, though, Mike.
I'm going to pop off these headphones, then, because I can hear you a lot clearer.
Well, you might get feedback, though. if you pop your headphones off.
How would you get feedback if there's
there.
Nobody coming through the
We're back on. We're Thank you, John. Cool. We found the mystery button.
There we go. We're
found
cured.
Found the mystery button.
Wonderful.
So, hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. A big show today.
Yes.
I want to start with, we have so much stuff backed up from this week.
Yeah.
And I promise you that we will get to all of the elements that we have not gotten to this week, including the continuation of the rating of women.
Yeah, we just scratched the surface as far as rating the women, and a lot of people have been calling since we did that with all their recommendations.
I do want to start today though with this guy from Talkers Magazine. Now this is a guy who's based here in New York.
Yes,
and I mention it because what he wrote about us in this is a disc jockey magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you can see, it's Talkers Magazine, the Bible of talk radio. Talkers Magazine, and this is the latest issue, and I think I alluded to the part about us when I originally got this magazine, but I want to read you the entire article now, because we love showing it what a jive-ass industry radio is.
It is, and it's fun to analyze it when it gets more jive-ass than ever.
And it's personal now between us and this guy. What happened is, about 2 months ago, I read an article that this guy, his name is Tom Zarecki, Zarecki.
Zarecki, get to my office pronto.
I read an article that he wrote about how radio stations could use the events of 9/11 to exploit greater listenership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you could, all these fake, bogus ideas you could do to get patriotism going and get community spirit going while at the whole time really not caring about the community or what happened. It's just a way to get your radio station more listeners.
Yeah, there was something about it that just smacked of, under the table, kind of sneaky. It just left a bad taste in our mouth.
It was very disingenuous. So we read it, and anyway, here's his article in this month's magazine. Bear with me, because the last part is about us, and then we're going to call him on a challenge that he makes when he writes about us. The headline says, "Your station needs your help promoting you. If you come in, do your show, and leave without providing the station with any clues, any tips, any ideas about where your show is going or what you're planning, what you're doing yourself, your station, and your station's ratings are a massive disservice. The station wouldn't keep you if they didn't think there was some ongoing value. So why not help your station promote you? Here are idea starters for DJs to gain listeners."
This is the typical consultant BS, because what he spends his time doing is explaining something that is so incredibly obvious that anybody would know it if they were in the business.
So, there you go. For all you aspiring disc jockeys out there, and this is from Talkers Magazine, number one clue, a hint, leave clues. Use any means to let other disc jockeys know what you're doing so they can talk about the way you want and producers know where to go if you're recording daily promos from your shows. For instance,
I'm already confused.
Yeah. Have you ever called another host's show from home, your station, or a competitor's? Either way, it's another promo for you.
Right.
Come on, shake things up a bit.
Ooh, be controversial.
Hello, Johnny Dark?
Yeah, right. So,
hey, I'm sitting here thinking about the show, and I was listening to your show. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to remind everyone to listen to my show in the morning.
Now, keep in mind, part of his whole rap when it comes to us is to keep internal stuff off the air.
Right.
Yet what he's encouraging disc jockeys to do is to call disc jockeys not only on their own station, but on other stations. It would be like this afternoon, we get done with the show, and I call Sean Hannity, and I say, "Hey, Sean, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show. How you doing, baby?"
Right. I just want to let you know or check it in.
Number two, daily promos. On stations or networks that may have producers create daily promos for your show, why not take them from today's tapes? Why make them guess?
Once again, restating the obvious.
Let them know where you think the good spots for promos might be. And then in quotes it says, "Wendy, 4:23 p.m., the part where she was a stripper. That's the promo."
Uh-huh. Brilliant.
Your input will help in the long run. So what he's saying is the disc jockey should pick the promos that they think are the best.
Good idea.
Wow. Number three.
There you go.
Number three, long-range ideas. Mm-hmm. Plan something about next week's show the station can promote over the weekend. The more specific you can be, the better the promo becomes. The worst promos are the promos that say,
listen to the blah, blah, blah show because anything can happen, or listen to blah, blah, blah because you never know what will happen next. That copy is written by desperate DJs who have no idea what to say. Okay, and again, when we ask stations to promote us, that's right. exactly what we ask them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say specifically what we're doing.
Right.
Because even if I got an outline for what type of a show we're going to be doing, if we get on a better topic,
sure,
we're going to go with it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be spontaneous. That's the whole idea. And if you commit to something, you could be in big trouble.
Do you want longer listening? Of course all disc jockeys want longer listening.
We like to pride ourselves on the fact that we've got some of those statistics which would bear that out, some of the longest listening in the radio biz.
We have the number one time spent listening share of any radio show in America.
Wow.
You guys, God bless you, you listen longer than you listen to any other show. As each hour begins, tease the topics before launching into your first bit or topic. If you don't, you've lost a great opportunity to keep listeners further in this hour. Again, here's why this is a dumb idea. Let's say you get on and you say, today, at exactly 12 noon,
right.
we are going to start rating women.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, maybe there's some listeners out there who don't like it when we rate women.
Right.
What you're saying to them is, hey, guess what? Today at 12 noon, you can turn your radio off because we're going to be doing something that you don't like.
You got to keep everybody on their toes so they'll listen to the whole show.
Right. Watch topic and caller rotation. Keep a log of topics and in what hour they air to avoid undue repetition.
Oh, my God.
See how often you really cover each topic. Be wary of the repeat caller. Now, this would be another one of the rules that, another one of the rules that we break all the
sure,
time.
Of course.
Be wary of the repeat caller.
We've earned our living on repeat idiots.
Many DJs have the problem of people who call their show and get on the air three or four times because of different producers. Nobody hears this redundancy except the listeners.
Right.
Your producers must work with the producers of other shows and the program director to make sure this doesn't happen.
Hi, Glenn.
master the recap. It's a proven fact of radio. Most listeners do not stop what they're doing, tune in for your show, and listen to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, let me just say, it is a proven fact that listeners of this show do stop what they're doing.
Right.
Focus all attention on the show, which is why we have such high time spent listening.
And if someone calls who wants to be enlightened as to what happened earlier and they haven't been listening, they are chastised
yeah.
and berated, causing them to listen to the entire show the following day.
We say, you know, it's not our job to tell you what already happened. You know, listen or you're going to miss it.
That's right.
People's attention comes and goes every few minutes. So if you have an important guest coming up, promote it every 5 minutes.
Right.
Now, could you imagine that? Every 5 minutes?
Every 5 minutes would be fantastic.
If you're interviewing a guest, say who they are every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Don Imus has mastered the recap. He'll be on with, for example, John McCain. Now, John McCain gives a great interview. The host could be horrible. Well, as it turns out, Imus is horrible. And McCain could still provide powerful content by himself. But Imus, who is a powerful, engaging entertainer, and often spends 20 minutes in featured long-form interviews, still recaps every few minutes with, we're talking to Arizona Senator John McCain, to grab those who just tuned in and aren't sure what's going on.
That's brilliant.
If you don't grab the new tuners in, you're not building your audience, but simply maintaining those you had.
Yeah, take a look at the I-Man's numbers
okay,
across
so
the country.
Basically, everything that he's done here, let me see, leave clues. We don't leave clues. Daily promos. Now, here we do agree. We do run a promo, and it's a promo that we all get together and decide is the best moment of the show for the day. We do not start every hour by teasing, telling you exactly what we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
because if you don't like that, you're not going to listen to it.
Right.
We do like repeat callers. Mm-hmm. We do like regular callers on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We do not master the recap. If we do have an interview coming up, we do not announce every 5 minutes who the interview is going to be with.
Yeah, well, more like, for example, if we get a mystery guest like a guy, the man from Uncle yesterday, we will mention, hey, this is very cool talking, but we're not saying, we're talking with... Because that's just a jive, kind of cliche-ridden yeah. thing. You can let your listeners know what's going on and who you're talking to without, you know, making it sound like a recap.
And then finally, here's the last part where he mentions us.
Oh, good.
Avoid internal stuff. So this is cool. Listen. I heard some nationally syndicated talk show hosts in New York City recently took a recent talkers column of mine and ripped it apart. Well, that's certainly fine with me. They can say my name and trash me anytime. But between you and me, does that help their ratings? Do the listeners give a rat's ass about somebody telling them how to do their show? Shouldn't they just do the show rather than talking about how they're not doing it? Or is it a sign that they ran out of material that day? Or maybe they don't have any material and they're desperate to trash something without any planning, and made the fatal mistake of turning internal on the air, talk about the boss, the consultant, the headsets, the interns, the bad coffee, the article in a trade magazine. Anyway, guys, please continue to talk about me anytime. I'll even appear on your show. No, wait, sorry, that would take actual planning on your part. But the offer still stands. Now, let me just say to Tom Zarecki, and Rob, I'd like you to give him a call here.
All right.
Tom, when I read your article in Talkers Magazine, I planned to read it on the air and share it with our listeners. It was part of my promotion, part of my production, part of my setting up the show, that I wrote myself a post-it note saying, devote a segment to this, because I believe our listeners are not so freaking stupid that they can't see the funny part of douchebags like you trying to tell disc jockeys how to do their shows.
Yeah, and, you know, your attempt to be smug and above it all is very transparent when you, you know, line out our faces in the picture, and when you talk about that would require planning, well, the fact of the matter is, you know, you don't have anything that's written or anything that you bring in here that is not planned by you. I mean, you come in here and you bring it in here because you've looked at it. If something happens to me, I mention it to you. We plan. That's what we do. You can't come in here and do this with mirrors.
The only part of the show that's not planned is when we just take phone calls.
And we love that because you know what?
But even that is planned. Even that is planned when we say, okay, we're going to take phone calls.
And the thing is, there are so few people that do the volume of calls we do, and I love it. And we love it's one of the best parts of the show because it's completely spontaneous.
So we're here now, and we're going to invite him to come down.
On Mike Radio Show, how you doing? Great. We're wondering if you could have a moment to come on the air with us.
Or okay. come by.
Well, you can come on right now, or would you have time to come by the station today?
Oh, you got the guy on the phone?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go on right now. Let me put you on hold, and the next voices you hear will be Don and Mike to be on the air. Hang.
Okay. All right. So there we go.
Here he is, everybody. Here is the man who tells DJs how to do their show.
Man who says that we don't plan anything on this show, that we have no material.
Here is Tom Zarecki.
Tom Zarecki, who has lined our faces out.
Hello, Tom.
Like we're common criminals.
Right.
Well, have you ever actually been a common criminal? That would be step one, I guess.
Well, you know, Tom, we read your column just a moment ago because we have no material on
that. When the prison gave me that picture, it already had your eyes already blacked out.
Well, you know, I will right off the bat, I will give this gentleman credit for actually coming on the show. When we read the column, it sounded like you might not do that.
Tom, I will tell you this, that it's my understanding that listeners do get behind-the-scenes stuff, that listeners do understand.
Would it be safe to say that of all the issues we have with Tom, that would be our number one, because for the better part of 16 years, we have been putting our dirty laundry behind the scenes on the radio, and really, Tom, our listeners lap it up. They love it. And
actually, that's what makes your show kind of unique, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's the one thing that you said, that, you know, that going internal is, well, how did he put it? When you go internal, it's tragic, or what did he say?
Hold on. Let me.
He said something about going internal being a big mistake.
Yeah, it's one of the generic things of advice. When you give advice generically, you say, hey, don't talk about how bad the corner of the tabletop is.
And that, I think, really, of all the issues we have with you, that would be the number one debate that we would have, it's crazy.
And my issue would be, you say, that's fine with me, they can take my name and trash me anytime. Does that help their ratings? I think it does. Do the listeners give a rat's ass about someone telling them how to do their show? Yes, I think they do. Or is it a sign that they ran out of material on that day? Tom, the answer is, I had read your column the day before.
How long have you had that article waiting to do this very thing we're doing today?
I've held on to it for like a month.
We've had that for a month.
And as it turns out, I would keep waiting until we're in New York to invite you to come by.
Right.
I actually read this and planned to read the article on the air.
Oh, my God. Let me alert the media. You should do a press release on that. Just kidding.
Let me tell you something right now. That this is, and this is a message for any columnist anywhere. Yeah. No matter. I don't care if you're writing for Talkers Magazine. I don't care if you're writing for the local Penny Saver. It doesn't matter. We are so petty that if you slam us in your column.
Petty is good.
We will put you on the air because that's the kind of guys we are.
Well, that's good. Well, two things happen as a result of this. One, it became a good punchline and a closing thing for this article, because any columnist knows you have to create content out of thin air to be in a magazine for whatever the purposes are. So that's number two. It created a good spin-off and a good ending for my column. And number two, it got me on your show.
Let me say, I want to tell our listeners, we're talking with Tom Zarecki from Talkers Magazine.
There you go. Way to go, I-Man.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom, could you crawl any further into Imus's colon in that article or what?
Oh, man.
My God, Tom.
Use them as an example. Next time I can use you guys as an example. In fact, how about this?
Buy you some sunflower seeds or something?
I got to talk about... That's funny. I got to talk about talking to you guys. What would be... If I talked about you in my column, what would be the hippest or coolest or thing you'd like me to say most about you?
You know, really, can I answer that? Because I really think, you know, I would love to
talk about you again.
I would really... Because when you talk about internal and you talk about talking about what goes on behind the scenes, that is really... I think that's fantastic. That's one of the things we do, and we make it work. We really do.
Well, your show works. And the other thing is that the listeners have to know is when you give general advice, like a Dear Abby thing, mostly it applies to people who really have no clue. So that column often is written for people who are just up and coming in the business, not the people that have succeeded, like you guys.
All right, so what you're doing is...
But it became a great setup for material there.
Yeah, now let me point out that Tom is being very nice to us right now, and Tom, but I'd like to say, like I've said for years...
Yeah,
Tom,
you got to watch him, Mike.
Tom is a print guy. He's a journalist. So when he leaves this interview, that's when the real trouble starts, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, I'm a journalist by accident. I'm a radio guy.
You're a radio guy.
So I'm barely a journalist.
What is your background in radio?
35 years in radio and radio-related business. I was on the air at a bunch of little teeny stations before I worked my way up to larger stations. I ended up... Well, when I was a kid, I was a board operator at WABC and WPLJ for Dan Ingram, Cousin Brucey, Howard Cosell, all these characters. So you learn pretty fast how things have to go.
All right, so you do have a real background in radio.
Oh, yeah, and then I consulted radio stations, which to most people a consultant...
Hold on, Tom. Yeah. I don't mean to be infernal, but what the hell was that vibrating sound in the background?
It wasn't...
It sounds like the vibration you would get from a cell phone. Somebody made some kind of noise. That
Buzz, are you doing a crossword again?
Absolutely.
Nobody farted.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Nothing over here.
It's that large vibrating egg you have in the studio.
Well, listen, Tom, thank you for taking the call. Please, if you write anything about the show, you might want to write that your column is basically for dummies. You know, and I'm paraphrasing you here, guys who don't know dick about radio.
Yeah, you're quoting him.
And you might also write that... if you do internal stuff well, as we do it, you can pull it off. And secondly, I wouldn't mind it if you compared our show to the Larry Sanders Show.
Very good.
Hey, that's a good analogy.
Thank you.
All right. Can I still come on your show if I'm in the area?
Yes. Anytime anybody is a stand-up guy, takes our call, decides to go on the air, you got the guts to come into our arena, and we always respect that.
It's part of the thing. Anything to help make anybody's show better is what I'm all about.
So I'm not sure whether you made the show better.
Oh, I don't know. I just added a few minutes. That's true.
But at least we had the guy on who wrote the article. So, Tom, it's an open invitation.
Absolutely.
As soon as I hang up, you can say other disparaging things about me. That's okay.
You know the show well enough to know what we'll do.
Absolutely.
We will also say that you had the guts to come on the show. We always say that.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Yep, see you later. Bye-bye.
Nimrod, dumbass.
Well, you know what you got from that? What you got from that was basically, and you heard him say it himself, he's writing this column for stupid disc jockeys.
Yes, right.
But listen.
But he's wrong.
But this is where the bitch is. Mm-hmm. That a stupid disc jockey, and by stupid I mean someone who's green, someone who's coming up the ladder.
Right.
This is not the type of advice that you want to give them.
Nope.
What you want to say to a disc jockey is, if you're climbing your way up the ladder, you know, try new stuff. Right. Be inventive.
Sure.
Try stuff that might get you fired. Don't do this crap like saying every 5 minutes, you know, we're on the phone with General Norman Schwarzkopf.
Exactly.
You know, don't do this crap where, you know, you watch the topic and this hour going to be discussing Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a big one all this hour right here on WABC. but the guy took the call.
He does. He has the balls to come on the show, and we always respect that.
And I do prep the show, okay? Dum-dum.
Please, kiss my ass.
A little backpedaling there.
But thank, yeah, there was, Buzz, there was tons of backpedaling there.
But still, I mean, it, you know, the guys that we've had, guy print guys especially before, that will write their nastiness in the column and then they will avoid the call. I mean, they're just, there are columnists that come to mind that, you know, are currently in the friend column that used to, like, duck our calls all
the
time.
You know what I'll say? That the answer to this will be when the next edition of Talkers Magazine comes out to see what Tom Zarecki writes.
Well, I would assume, since Tom was talking about pulling columns out of thin air, that Tom, there's a very good probability that we will be in his column because he's always looking for stuff to write about.
Yeah, right. How many times can you tell disc jockeys to do dumb stuff?
Right.
I mean, he's going to need a new topic.
I've got the title of the column. In the Mouth of the Lions.
And you
there
know,
you are.
When writing a column, you shouldn't talk about internal stuff like your disagreements with disc jockeys. If you want to write a good column, you really should avoid that kind
of thing. Fill your column with clues.
How about this for a headline? I was wrong. Don and Mike were right.
Because
basically what he said was, all this stuff that he wrote about us, he came on the air and said it doesn't apply because we can do it.
Right.
Because we do it well.
You know, and I'm looking at that column and the pictures that he's got. Is Imus the funniest looking man on the face of the planet?
He's the crypt keeper.
I mean, it is just, how you doing there?
Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot. Where are my sunflower seeds?
Where are my doctor's stethoscope-like headphones?
Stupid idiot.
This is not the way we're talking with Senator John McCain.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
We're talking with Senator John McCain, who just had his nose shaved clean off.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Homo Joe.
Hey!
Oh, it's, you know what? It's a regular caller.
Regular caller. Repeat caller.
It's a repeat caller. Mm-hmm.
Repeat caller always calls at the right time. Hello.
Haven't done it in a while, so I need to repeat my call.
Donna Mike, Hobo Joe here, trying to call frequently.
Did you have a good time at the party, Homo Joe?
It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, the Las Vegas-style show was a good one.
Except for walking in the bathroom and catching, you know, what going on. But that's okay, you know.
You walked in the bathroom and caught something going on?
Yes, you know, one of the girls, Ann, and the guy that lost his pants earlier on had a little Joe.
were they having sex?
In the bathroom, yes.
I mean, really, like,
full-fledging in there?
Yep, and I came back to tell you guys, I was like, you know, hey, the action's over in the bathroom, but, you know, we were already off mic and stuff, you know.
Wow, I didn't know that people were actually having sex in the bathroom at the Las Vegas-style show.
Oh, wow. See that? That's a good thing.
Good tidbit. Thanks. Homo, listen, do me a favor, please. You know, you really are calling too often and getting on the air 3 to 4 times a week. Why don't you back it up? As a matter of fact, let's plan some type of a schedule for you calling the show.
That'd be great. I would love that.
No, of course. Call anytime. We'll see you later.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, Joe, when is the last time you enjoyed anal pleasures?
About 2:00 this morning.
Oh, that's fresh.
And may I ask who the yucky lucky
recipient? Certainly not the donor.
The yucky lucky young Latino was
Joe.
Yes.
Who was the lucky Latino?
He was a regular gentleman who's married and just kind of, I guess his wife didn't give it to him, so he came over and I gave it to him.
Wow! Is his name Ken?
No.
Yeah.
No. Let's be honest. Why don't we just cut through it all? I just want to say thanks, Joe.
My pleasure.
All right. See you later.
Pleasure was his.
His wife just does it. That's funny, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much. That's See, good. Now it's a regular caller.
That's the promo.
Hello. Todd and Mike show.
Yeah. Listen, regarding that douchebag you just spoke to who works on a newspaper.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of funny that he worked for 35 years in radio? And he sounds like some 18-year-old schoolgirl. He had a horrible radio voice, and yet he sounds bitter because he's not in the business.
Yeah, you know, generally my thought with, especially with consultants rather than print guys in radio, but I'll lump them all together because that's one of my best talents is just lumping and making gross
simplifying
statements. Those who do. Those who can't write about it or teach it.
Right, exactly.
I mean, if the guy was really any good at radio, he'd be doing radio.
Well, most program directors, that applies to. Most program directors that are not on the air, that's what that applies to.
Absolutely. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, guys. That was one of the best interviews I've heard. There's the proof that the most successful radio shows, the better ones, you talk about what's going on the show.
I missed Monday's show with the underwear tea drinking.
Yes.
When you got home, did you kiss your wife?
Get out of here.
Did you miss me?
The burper guy. He's another one of the regular callers.
Yeah, and I thought there were about eight people that were him yesterday.
Hello,
yeah.
Don and Mike. John, don't be upset that he fooled you.
Johnny doesn't like him. Johnny takes it personally.
John gets all upset.
Johnny's got the right attitude for working on this show. Yeah. Johnny takes it. John's as petty, and he takes it as personally as we do.
You know why? Because I've screened a lot of fun. I've done screening for a long time,
right.
And I've seen some total insane DJ rave ads.
Oh, really?
That guy's getting on. It sticks with you. You get flashbacks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Don't worry about it, John. We don't care. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, yeah, I called about 3.5 months ago. I just want to know if that's a little too often for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Really kind of is. Yeah.
See, and this is more proof to that guy if he's listening.
Sure.
Do you see the listeners get it, dumbass?
I mean, nowadays, this kind of radio has been around for so long that the listeners are very, very savvy as to how the game works.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Great show so far. Listen, now that you're done with that dumbass reporter, when are we going to hear from Craig Wilson?
Oh, you know what? I bet we never hear from Craig Wilson.
No, he'll never come on the show.
You know, we've gotten some, one time we did call.
Yeah.
And we did ask him to be on the show. And what did he say to you, Rob, after he was on hold?
I don't want to be a part of,
I don't want to be a part of that crap.
That's what
he was
about.
Listening on hold to the show. He had never, I don't think he'd heard the show before. And he was listening on hold and heard what we were having, you know, one of our normal conversations.
Regular discussions.
And he refused to come on after. Yeah. And he was 2 minutes away from going on the air.
He was on hold.
Hey, guys, welcome. First time caller. I was wondering if that's regular enough for you or what?
Yeah, call anytime. That's the rule on this show. Call anytime. You know, the rule on this show is that we don't have any rules on this show.
It's the way it works.
Yeah. You know, the only rule that's... No, I'm gonna amend that statement.
One rule.
The only rule we have is that Buzz is not allowed to do crossword puzzles.
Right. Good rule.
While we're on the air.
Very good
clear
rule
on that.
It kind of screws with my head when Buzz is doing
and
jumbles.
Ultimately mine.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
DA Magazine.
Well, what is...
I have some comments for that DA magazine.
Yeah, well, and keep in mind that it's a disc jockey, it's an industry publication only read by disc jockeys.
Yeah, and I know people are slamming the guy, but I also, I say once again, anytime somebody comes in to our arena after we have, had that, and the guy knew, I mean, we'd slammed him before and he heard us, so he knew what he was getting into, right. And I like that.
Anyway, hi, what can we do for you?
Hi, this is Mike from Maryland, first time caller.
Okay, Mike.
I just want to say that you guys are great. I can't believe actually that I got through, and whatever you guys do, don't change it. You're obviously doing a great job. I can remember when I was actually younger, my aunts and uncles listened to you on WAVA, and you always had the best show.
Thank you.
And they raised you, right?
Thank you. Toodaloo ass.
This was a crowded shack.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, I got a quick jumble for you, if you don't mind.
All right. Go ahead.
Letters are E-R-A L-K-C-S.
L-K-C-S.
It's stumping me.
Slacker?
Slacker. Oh!
That's it. You got it, Mike. Okay. Thank you.
Good job, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Good job. Hey, I did a jumble, everybody.
See how much fun it is?
Yeah. That's too good.
I did that without writing anything down.
That's too good. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
I want to schedule a call for next week.
You want to schedule what day you want to call, honey?
Friday at 9.
Friday at 9? Well, we don't go until 11. You have to call me in the office then.
All right.
What's your first name?
Mytl.
What is it?
Mytl.
Mytl?
Mytl.
Yeah.
Mytl. We're talking with Mytl.
Don, we're all booked up, but we can call back if we have a cancellation.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Did you get the clue?
If you just tuned in a moment ago, a caller called Buzz with a jumble.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what? I will tell you. I want to tell you one other dumb thing that radio guys do. And this is really, to me, the sign of desperation. And this is something that G. Gordon Liddy does. Mm-hmm. And I know other hosts do this.
Tupperware?
No. Not being into Tupperware.
Oh, okay.
Kind of desperation.
When you have like someone on the telephone and you're so desperate for phone calls that, first off, you say when you're going into a commercial break, hey, listen, we have Mike O'Mara on the line, on line 4. Mike, please stay there. We will get to your call directly after the break.
Yeah, I've heard that. I hate
it. Okay, now, you take that to the next level, which someone like Liddy does, when he comes on the air and he says, we have run out of time for today's show. However, we will take your phone number and we will call you back tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So that you can be on the show.
I know.
That is a sign of a show that's got nobody listening. Wow. WNBL, nobody listening.
We are so sorry we were unable to get to your call. We will take your number and call you back and drive to your house and give you pie.
Always such a good idea when your show is run basically a current events program, a news program.
Right.
You want to talk about yesterday's news.
Absolutely.
Hello, here is Brian in Madison, Wisconsin. Brian.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys doing?
Hi, buddy. We're doing great.
Hey, the comment you made before about people stopping what they're doing to listen to your show.
Yes.
That this Christmas, when you guys were doing the Carpenter barf thing,
yeah.
I had to stop driving and pull over into a parking lot because I was crying so hard. It was so funny.
You weren't alone.
Thank you, my friend.
I just want to say I love the barf thing. Keep it up.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep. God, that was a special moment on the show.
I love the barfing.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I'm a repeat caller.
That's fine with us.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm a repeat caller.
That's okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a repeat caller.
Right. Okay, I got it. You're a repeat caller. Touché. Thank you, everybody, for helping us prove the point to the dum-dum from the Disc Jockey magazine.
That was fun.
Let's clear out the lines now and get a caller 100 start today's show. Phone number 877-365-3636. Oh, I do. You know what? I do want to just say something. It's not always sugar and spice and everything nice with our listeners.
No.
Hold on a second, because we're going to be giving away a PlayStation game here. PlayStation 2 game.
Very good.
I just want to read you an instant feedback we got.
Okay.
Is it an evil instant feedback? Is it something that's a little negativo?
No, you decide.
All right, very good. That's interesting.
Let me pull it up.
I know you don't normally pop on the instant feedback during the show. This has to be something enormously special.
It was pointed out to me by someone before the show.
Okay.
Okay.
A listener writes. One of the nicest things really about working up here at WNEW, though, is the instant feedback that you can get online. It's very, very good to look at. It's very good to see.
Okay, hold on.
It's very good for me to avoid.
let's see. Wait a minute.
It's good.
It's good, no? Oops.
Sorry.
Cut it out. You.
What is this?
What?
Excited.
Why are you still in New York? You started to mention something, you hit the button, and your headphones stopped.
Yeah, that's when the board went kaput. You had mentioned it. You made a veiled reference. You were getting a little inside there. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It
would be the same reason that I am wearing a suit and tie today.
A dreamy combination, I should add.
Yes. It would be the same reason that I was having breakfast at the Plaza Hotel this morning.
What would that color be? It wouldn't be peach. It wouldn't be melon.
No, it's
it wouldn't be yellow.
Rob, it's not yellow. What's the color?
It wouldn't be gold.
No, it's not gold. I would give it wind drift.
I had a
yes, you would.
I had a meeting, and let me just say this, that the meeting I had today was a pleasant meeting.
Very good.
And I'd like to say to the individual that I had the meeting with, love you long time.
That's very good. You know what? I can describe that color.
What?
It's the matching tie. The tie is actually a little golden, but the shirt would be mango.
Okay, hold on.
No, mango is more orange.
Yeah,
it?
You're probably right.
Hold on.
Fag.
Damn.
Cassava.
Golden peach.
First off, we got
a lot of people who are writing saying, hey, the Booger Eating Show was not as bad as they thought it would be.
I thought
a lot of people liked the Booger Eating Show.
I thought the Booger Eating Show was, I picked a click.
Aha.
Hold on, here you go.
With a bullet.
I'm almost down to the one I'm looking for.
The wonderful Booger Eating Show.
Ah, here we go.
Now, hey guys, I was caller 100 on Tuesday, and I was so excited.
Yay.
Thanks so much for all the prizes. The thing is, I want a PlayStation 2 game, and I don't have a PlayStation 2. You can imagine my kids' disappointment when I told them that Don and Mike did not include the PlayStation 2. Hmm. Probably because they did not know that we did not have one. I have been a great stay-at-home mom for the last 7 years because I did not want my kids raised by someone else. Suffice to say, I don't have a lot of extra money. If possible, could you send me a PlayStation 2? I appreciate the help, and no, you won't let my kids down.
No, like K-N-O-W, I know you won't let my kids down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Long-time listener since 1983. Thanks so much. And then there's her name, Michelle, and her phone number.
Rob, you want to pick that up for the lady this afternoon?
That'd be great, yeah. I probably will right after... Oh, yeah, when hell freezes over. Right.
Well, you know, go get it for her and bring her some pie.
She just won... Honey. We like to congratulate her on winning the world's most expensive coaster.
There you go.
Honey, please. I mean, I'm all for making our listeners happy. But God damn it. You know, you call up, you win a PlayStation 2 game, and you win some donuts.
Yeah, I believe every time you... not every time, but most times when you get somebody that wins the game, you say, do you have a PlayStation 2? If they say, no, I don't, well, you can sell it, or you can give it to somebody that does.
Yeah, but you don't send us an instant feedback saying, Mommy told the kids that Don and Mike gave them a PlayStation 2 game. We don't have PlayStation 2, but I'm sure you'll do it. What did she say? Could you throw in a PlayStation 2 for the kids?
For the kids.
I appreciate the help, and no, you won't let the kids down.
No, I mean, and the fact is, there are two things at play here. Number one, when you gave her the game, you said you want a PlayStation 2 game. You never said you want a PlayStation 2. Right. That, you make it very clear we're giving away the games, and, if it motivates a person to go out and get a PlayStation 2, fine. But otherwise,
if the kids are listening, Don and Mike are not the ones who are letting you down. It's Mommy and Daddy who are letting you down.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at Mommy and Daddy who are letting you down and not getting you the PlayStation 2.
Very good idea to maybe keep a, if you're not intending on getting the game or you don't have the game, you actually just keep it down to a dull roar. Don't say anything.
As Johnny pointed out, it's like saying, thank you for the 10 free car wash coupons. Sadly, I have no car.
There you are.
Yeah, right. And Christ, don't send us a letter like this making me feel guilty about it.
Now I feel I'm racked with guilt right now.
See, now, if this was...
Not me.
Listen, if
I know you aren't, Rob. You don't have guilt.
If this was a regular radio show... The radio rule would be, you go, oh, you know what, this sweet lady?
Right.
Let's call her up and let's buy her a PlayStation 2 for her kids.
Nah, exactly. No.
F you. Seriously, F you. Thanks for listening, but raise your own kids.
Now, how much is a PlayStation 2 going for now?
$300.
Still $300?
$299.
Okay.
And she says throw it in like it's a pencil. Could you throw in the game system, too, and a TV?
I think your kids will get past that disappointment brought onto them by Uncle Don and Uncle Mike.
Yeah, making it seem like it's our fault. We let you know. I mean, here's the deal. They bring the PlayStation 2 games to us. So do you want to give these away? And we say, yeah. I mean, it'd be a fantastic prize. Sure. The game's valued at what?
Do you want to call her up? Like $50?
$50. So you could probably sell that on eBay or sell that at a yard sale.
Let's call her up.
She'll love to hear from me.
Just call her up and say, we're not buying you the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Sorry if you hate us.
Say sorry about that, but she can sell the game and maybe get her kids a couple of toys.
Sorry that we've let your kids down.
Thanks for laying that incredible amount of guilt
on us.
Does that affect us? Are we petty enough for that? Yes,
we are.
Makes us feel weird.
And now
right?
It's her friend Rob calling from a coat store in hell.
But now Rob's going to be calling, just saying because we have to get the permission to go on the air.
Yes.
God, I pray the kids are home. I really do. Wouldn't that be great? We get the kids on the air. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Don and Mike. They go. The kids start screaming. You didn't get me a PlayStation.
Stop it, you son of a bitch.
A machine. Yeah.
Let me know. Well, just can't do it on the air.
Let me know when it goes to the beep.
Hi, Michelle. It's Rob from the Don and Mike Show, and the boys have something I think you might want to hear.
Okay. So what is this? Line 5. Gotcha. Hey, Michelle. I thought you were a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, well, how come you're not home right now?
Where are you?
Sorry we didn't come up with a game, but, we made it really clear that the machine doesn't come with it. It's just the $50 game or whatever.
Maybe tonight when you're opening the Chef Boyardee, you can mention to the tow-headed youngsters...
The Muppets.
The Muppets. You can mention that we didn't let them down.
You did.
That we never promised them a PlayStation 2.
Yeah, and, we're kind of feeling weird about your feedback there, because it sound like we let you down and we didn't do that.
You're playing the guilt trip with us.
Now stop it. That's not fair.
We beg your pardon, but we never promised you a
beg your pardon. Beg your pardon, and, maybe you can... scratch it together and get them something else, or sell the game. If you're not going to get the PlayStation 2, sell the game. And what do you get on the internet? You get what, $30-$40 for it?
Listen, honey, I'm assuming that you're a decent looking broad. Go out and turn some tricks.
Oh, God.
PlayStation run you about $300.
Oh dear,
you,
he's upset.
You give three BJs.
Oh dear, bingo,
mommy's a hero.
Oh my.
All right, thanks for the instant feedback.
Happy spring.
Bye-bye. No, Rob, I don't think that's the equation. 15 Johns equals a PlayStation 2.
No, not nearly that.
I think three Johns. Three Johns.
One good John.
One good John. You get one guy, and you do everything for him.
For PlayStation 2.
It's all supply and demand, though.
You charge him $300.
Amen.
All right, thanks, honey.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for the letter.
Okay. So, the password is when you get a gift from the Don and Mike Show, be grateful, no matter whether it's made out of plastic or not.
So, and it is. Having heard all of that, who wants to win a prize?
Yeah, who wants to come in for a visit?
877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. Good luck.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
No. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
What, they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
You're listening to them right now, Don and Mike.
I want to dedicate that tape to Joe Artinger.
There you go. Yes, sir. He has plenty of room to dig.
That retard has really blossomed. You know, I'm sorry. It's more internal stuff, but I'm going to go on the air with it.
I understand.
Here's the deal. When we're doing the show up at NEW, we only control when we say we're going to be right back. They play the tape that says you're listening to the Don and Mike Show from back at the radio station, back at WJFK. So I say, we'll be right back. And instead, everybody, I guess on all of our network stations, here's a promo for the ONA show.
Mm-hmm.
While that promo is airing, I'm talking into the microphone, and Mike's talking to the microphone, saying, Joe...
Trying to get Joe's attention.
You're playing the wrong tape. Just stop it. Stop the tape. Stop and play the correct rejoiner. Well, apparently what he does is he just plays the wrong tape.
Mm-hmm.
So all along the network, it doesn't say, this is the Don and Mike show. It's a tape for the ONA show.
Right.
And while we are complaining, saying, you're playing the wrong tape, what he's done is he's just potted us down.
He turns us down so he can't hear our screaming, our cajoling, our, you know, our upset.
God, he's a dumbass.
No.
Is there any reason he is the world's oldest phone screener?
Well, you know, I hate to say they told us so, but
yeah.
The junkies told us so.
Christ, that's a pisser.
There's a reason he got his nickname,
Slow Joe.
How you doing, Joe?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello. I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, and what's your name?
My name is Joe from Elizabeth, New Jersey, guys.
Joe, here you go. Now, let me make this perfectly clear.
Another Joe.
Yes.
Joe, you've won the PlayStation 2 game.
All right.
Maximo Ghost to Glory.
Yes.
You have not won the PlayStation 2.
I understand. I have a PlayStation 2 of my own already.
Beautiful. This is a game that's exclusive at Blockbuster through February 18th. You want to go rent it? It's guaranteed to be in stock at all Blockbuster stores. You've won an advance copy. But wait, you've also won Dunkin' Donuts and a box of Joe. There's the name again, Joe.
Joe!
From Dunkin' Donuts. Winter's here. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for hot beverages that are perfect for the season. Hey, thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hold on. Toodaloo ass.
All right.
Joe Artinger, if you would please crack the microphone.
Hello.
Joe.
There he is.
Really? Come on, Joe. What's the deal?
I apologize. I've been having an awful week behind the board.
But, you know, really, though, when you're supposed to play the green card...
And I...
And that's the card that's the in or out of spots.
Right.
You know, it's a thing that goes dun, 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 dun. It's this. Now, listen, stations, don't go to break. I'm simply going to play this as an example. You play this thing, right?
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. And then the stations have like 5 seconds here to go, you're listening to Don and Mike on KXXXXX.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, the stations can play promos or whatever they want.
Right.
Well, apparently... That card didn't work, so Joe just went to the next card. And what we wanted you to do, Joe, was to stop that card.
But he turns us down. Do you do that every time? Do you turn us down?
Yeah, I pod you down.
Why? You effed up.
I agree.
You effed up, and we wanted to try to fix the F up. Because what happens is, on 60 stations, they all hear the stuff that doesn't pertain to them. Opie and Anthony are only on like 5 stations that we're on. You dumbass. Keep us in queue to hear us.
How about if I just don't fade you down until we're in the spot?
Well, if that goes over the line, you know, somebody might hear some language.
Yeah, right. Just keep us in queue.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
Dumbass.
Thank
I wish
you.
I wish I had invited you to my house.
No.
I wish I could have rescinded that invitation, Joe.
But you had a good time, right, Joe?
Well, yeah. Don and Frieda were very nice, because I was the first one there, and I was kind of nervous, but they put me at ease. But you know what, Don? I'll never come over. It'll be cool.
That's fine, Joe. You'll never be invited over. Yeah. God damn it. One simple job that really you could get a monkey to do.
You know? Joe, would you invite Don to your pad?
Sure. We're getting a new place, so we're going to have a housewarming party. But
good. How are you going to pay the rent?
I don't know.
All right. Goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye.
Turn your microphone off. Just pay attention. You know, when we're not there, he doesn't even have to answer the phone.
Right.
He just has to sit there like an ape and just press a button twice an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he does. Still, he F's it up. Okay, Joe, thanks.
Now, that was very internal, and I thought that was highly entertaining. I mean, I think it gives everybody an idea of exactly. I thought you explained it well in layman's terms for everyone to understand what was happening.
God damn, it's a pisser. Because it makes us look stupid to the people who are listening.
Yes, it does.
To all the stations down the line.
And, you know, it's our names that are out there. You know, it's not, you know, it's not Joe.
Yeah, Joe's. Where's that tape? Where's that tape with Joe?
There you go. Here's it.
Oops, Charlie. That was my fault, as usual.
There he is. And
a lot of pressure doing a big time radio show.
For what? For Joe?
No, for us.
Yeah, I mean, there's no pressure for Joe. Yeah. Joe's sitting there doing bong hits. You know, Christ, twice an hour he has to play a card, and we even make the card a pretty color so he knows that it's the main card to play.
Sure.
Please. Joe, and I seriously...
I'm thinking of the past. I'm thinking of history. I really am. You know what? I really am thinking of history when Joe came to the show. Do you remember all that? It's funny. It's funny to talk about that.
Why?
You kind of rescued Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
You kind of rescued Joe because
Joe was
the other
be...
show, our good friends, the Sports Junkies.
They said the guy screwed up everything.
We're talking much the same way and used to say, man, they're really rough on Joe.
So I said, I think the Junks are being dicks to Joe.
You did.
Joe's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
You know, I said, I don't like the fact that the Junkies get on the show every day and they start the show every day by screwing. About what an idiot Joe is.
That's right.
Well, let me just say to the Junkies, you were right. Joe is an idiot. And Joe, seriously, you're not fired. But if you were playing Scrabble or you were doing a word game, then I swear to God you are fired.
Sure.
You are fired. From the instant feedback. Again, this is an example of the type of feedback we're getting. This is so funny. Dear Don and Mike, I just hit my dog with my car while listening to a CD I won for being the 100th caller on your show.
Oh, no.
But now with the horrifying memories of killing Spanky, I can no longer listen to the CD or drive the car. Please send me a new dog and a new car. I know you won't let me down.
There you go.
Toodaloo, ass.
We're here to help, sir. We're here to help you.
Here's another.
That's the way it works. That's what this show does.
Yeah. Here's another one. Dear Don and Mike, I was out yesterday and bought the Madden game, but I forgot I don't own PlayStation. I'm a longtime listener. I started listening at 11 o'clock this morning. Could you please send me a PlayStation today?
There you go. Everybody wants a little help. We can understand that. We're here to help. That's what we're all about.
Hey, Don, I know I haven't won Jack S from you guys, but could you send me a PlayStation 2? Dear Don and Mike, I haven't had sex in quite some time. I was wondering, and I know you won't let me down, could you please buy me a whore?
There you go.
Thanks so much.
The least we can do.
You won't let him down.
You know, and I think that's really going to be the mark of the show from this point forward. We're going to help. We're going to be the listener's friend.
That's right.
That's right.
Anything we can do.
Dear Don and Mike, I recently won a case of motor oil from your show. However, I do own a Ferrari. My mistress is greatly disturbed one did not come with the motor oil. I know you'll do the right thing.
Sure, we'll send you a Ferrari.
Long-time listener since 1937.
Wow. Special Ferrari motor oil.
Dear Don and Mike,
Ferrari brand.
Dear Don and Mike, I have listened since Monday. May I have a private island of my own?
Private island.
Sure, no problem. We'll drop it off with pie.
Dear Don and Mike, can you tell me what's coming up at 12 noon so I can decide whether or not to put on the disco station?
There you go.
Here's one from Paul.
I know you won't let him down.
What about the children? Won't someone think of the children?
Wow. Man, oh man, our listeners get it, don't they? That's what makes this show great. That's what makes this show fun to do.
Okay. And that's got to be a good, a new one for, write this down for Dude Walker the next time he does it.
Kind of already have it.
They won't let you down.
They won't let the kids down.
That's us.
Don and Mike, they won't let the kids down.
Already written it down as a clue.
Very good.
Ah, you got it. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
How you doing, guys?
Okay.
I'm calling for your defense. Not that you need it, but I was listening that day when that lady called up. And I knew she didn't get it. And you guys mentioned twice that she got the tape. And she was just so excited. All she heard was PlayStation.
Ah.
And I said, this DA doesn't get it.
So you knew that she was cruising down the disappointment highway.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I heard it.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay,
that's
bye-bye.
Cool. Good memory.
Appreciate it. Okay, let me see. I told you I'm going to get to a lot of stuff on today's show that I've just been carrying around and we've never gotten to. These are just stupid facts that I found on the internet. Called Bet you didn't know this.
Okay,
Mike. It is impossible to lick your elbow. And I know everyone listening will now try.
I won't.
It is impossible.
Do you know why I won't?
Why?
Because I'm high-functioning intellectually.
Well, hold on. Lisa Herndon is doing it right now. Do it again. Show us, Lisa. Come in. Look at that.
No, she didn't reach her elbow.
No, you didn't.
No.
You came close. You came very close.
You want to try again? Because it's fun to watch.
All right.
One more time.
Mike, did you know?
I don't want to watch him. I don't want to watch your 6.1 who you're staring at lick his elbow.
6.5.
6.5. Oh, 6.5, did you try that?
Yeah, I can't do it.
You can't do it?
I cannot.
Nobody can do it.
It's impossible.
That's why I'm not trying, and I feel like I'm superior because of that.
You'd be superior if you said you could do it but chose not to.
There you go.
I can do that.
That would be lying, Rob.
That's okay.
So true or false?
Okay.
Rats cannot vomit.
Rats cannot vomit.
True.
True.
True or false? Horses cannot vomit.
No, horses can vomit. I've seen a horse vomit.
Horses cannot vomit.
Oh, yes, they can.
I'm telling you.
Now I'm lying now. I'm sorry. It was a bluff. You know, I could have made that go longer.
Let me see. Buzz.
Yes.
In the course of an average lifetime, you will... While sleeping,
okay,
eat 70 assorted insects and 10 spiders. True or false?
That's probably true.
That is true.
Can you give this to us again? That is disturbing.
In the course of an average lifetime, you will, while sleeping, eat 70 assorted insects and 10 spiders.
Wow. Oh, my God. You mean like that they crawl into your mouth while you're sleeping?
Hold on. Sure. I gotta break in.
What happened?
The PlayStation mom is on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Good news?
Okay, the PlayStation
mom. Oh, no. Here we go.
Here you go. The mom's on the line.
Here she is after our delightful message.
Hi, guys. Hello. Hi there. Hi, honey.
Hey, I'm not a DA from that last caller. I knew that it was just a game, but all my friends and family heard me on the radio, and they're like, why didn't you ask for a PlayStation game? Because Don and Mike are so very nice. If they knew
you're still
they
trying.
Had one, they
you're
give
still
you
still trying.
Now, listen, and first off, you didn't ask for a PlayStation game. That was just the prize we were giving away.
Yeah, see, we just gave away the game.
Right, but I was hoping for the PlayStation.
Yeah, but we're not giving away PlayStation.
Honey, I was hoping to wake up this morning and have Elizabeth Hurley polishing my knob, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, but you got to have me call back and talk, and I know that you guys enjoy that.
Are you still... the angle is you're still looking for the game, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't have one.
Well, you know, the machine.
What you have to do, you don't have the machine, and I keep saying game when it's the machine.
The system.
Right. I misspeak all the time. What you ought to do is just sell the game.
Well, I really want
to. Great question,
from you,
Rob. Are you an only child, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
Okay, just checking.
Yes, you are.
Listen, seriously, I know what we said in the message was half serious and half kidding, but the serious part is we didn't let your kids down.
No, I know you did. Hey, I got to tell you, you guys are great. To come home and get a message on your answer machine from you guys, that was wonderful.
But we're not giving you a dick. You go out, you do what I suggested, honey. Sell your body on the street.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Get the $300 and buy your kids the goddamn PlayStation.
All right, now I want to know, what are you planning on doing? Now that you have your final answer, what are you planning on doing with the game?
With the game? I might put on eBay.
That's a good move.
Good plan.
So, we'll
probably
see.
You'd probably get a little more than you would get retail for.
Yeah. Maybe. Thanks for the call, guys. You guys have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Do you know, once she knew she had no chance of getting the game, not the game, the machine.
She didn't want anything to do with us.
She was washing her hands of us.
Right. Because she still thought that she could play that card with us.
Yes.
Yeah. But my friends all said that Don and Mike were saying, your friends.
Her friends and family.
Your dumb friends. Tell your dumb friends and family to buy you the stupid game.
Right. That's right. You know what? After all this, I'm not going to get her the game.
You were never...
The machine!
Were you going to get her the system, really?
I was, for a brief period of time, thinking that... You know, we've done that type of thing before. After, like, hours of ball busting, we would finally just go, right. This is one circumstance where it's not appropriate. It's not appropriate at all.
That's right.
Because you know why? And I was even thinking about it up until the point where she was like, okay, guys, I got to run. No, they're not getting me the machine.
Hold on, I got a better idea.
Hold on.
All right, very good.
This is really going to border on cruel.
Okay.
Do you want me to be cruel?
Yes, of course.
Hey, John.
It's a cruel day.
John, would you come here, please? There you go. There's my corporate credit card.
All right, very good.
Is there a toy store around here?
Yeah.
Go buy a PlayStation 2.
Seriously?
Yeah. Go buy a PlayStation 2.
Very good.
And give me a hammer.
Oh, no.
She's listening. You know she's listening.
She's listening. And what I'm going to do is I'll buy the PlayStation 2.
Right.
Break it into a million pieces and send it to her.
Very good.
There you go.
Please, thanks, John.
Please go ahead and go get it right now.
Hey, you know, it's just a good excuse to break something on the show.
Sure. Give me the PlayStation 2. It's worth it.
Sure.
It's worth the cost.
Hey, if she plays her cards right, she can send it back to the manufacturer and say, look how this came to me.
You may want to change the packaging.
You know what we should do? This to me. Now listen to me.
You know what, though? I'm going to take off any of the tags.
No, wait.
She can't send it back.
Wait, Naked Cruelty. Hold on just a second. Wait.
Oh, come on. It's funny,
now,
Naked Cruelty.
Here's the deal. This makes it a bit of a game. Here's what I think you should do. When it comes to us,
yes.
What you should attempt to do, see how much damage you can wreak on that machine while it's in the box. See how much damage you can cause.
But
if it doesn't work...
How are we going to know without opening the box?
I have faith in you. I have faith that we can all be convinced that you have done serious damage to the machine. But then send her the box. With the machine in it. It's just a thought.
Because that gives her the out then. She can do exactly what you said. She can go to Sony. She can say, I purchased this.
But you know what? That's the challenge. Yes.
I'll compromise with you on this.
Okay.
You know what Sony's going to say to her? We need a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We need to know what store you bought it from.
Make it more of a challenge for her.
And I'm not going to give her the receipt.
Right.
I'm not going to give her the store that we bought it from.
And it makes it enough of a contest to see what kind of initiative she has. But I think the real challenge in all of this is for you to figure out how you can put maximum damage on this machine while it stays in the box. You know, these boxes are designed... to protect
don't
the machinery.
Don't you think it'd be more fun, though, just to open up the box, leave the box in pristine shape?
Well, sure, it would be. It would probably be more fun, but I'm
thinking... the thing, like, in a million pieces, put it back in the box and send it to her.
I know that's what you want to do.
Please.
That's what you're going to do. It doesn't matter what I say now, that's what you're going
to
do.
Please, Mike.
Take it out of the box, smash it.
Because then she could still do...
And then give her the receipt.
She could... No, I'm not giving her the receipt.
Well, if you take it out of the box, then you said you were compromising, so what you should do...
No, I'm not compromising. No.
If you give her the receipt, she'll have your credit card.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to give her the receipt.
Right.
Absolutely not. You know what? If I take it out of the box and I break it in a million pieces, she can still try the same scam. She can still try to go to a retailer and say, hey, I bought this, I got it home.
Well, you'll take it out of the box, and then when you're done with it, put it back in the box.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That'll be fine.
So the box will still be new.
This is true.
She can still go to some retailer and say,
I don't want to be this woman's protector. Don't get me wrong.
And what if she returns it and they don't think to open the box?
They give her a return.
Which they've done before.
Yeah, they give her a return.
This machine is not working properly. I don't have my receipt. Well, we'll get you another one. You know, and if she was able to get one out of that, it would be fascinating.
I know if you go to Toys R Us a lot of times, you return stuff. They give you Jeffrey dollars.
If she's listening now, I who knows? I mean, I think she's probably turned off the radio. That is my read on that woman. Yeah. Once she determined that we weren't giving her something, she probably went away.
Nah, she's there. She's there. She's listening now. Yeah, she's talking with family and friends about how they can work out some scam to take the busted PlayStation.
Well, if she's listening right now, she knows that she has the challenge because we will send it to her.
That I promise.
Cruel would be just to send her the hammer.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, Don and Mike, hello. Are you there?
Are you eating something, sir?
We hear you.
Which line is this?
I hear eating.
Line 12. Pat? Hey, Pat?
Yeah. Oh, Pat.
Yeah, hey, what are you doing there?
Oh, I didn't hear the buzz. You hear it.
What the hell are you doing?
What can we do for you?
Buzz or something.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, when you yelled at Joe the other day, a little while ago, it sounded like the way they talked to Spider and Goodfellas, Joe Pesci.
Yeah, it was kind of spider-like.
Yeah. All right, thank you, my friend.
What am I, on a pay no mind list, kid?
I don't think that is a compliment. Oh, I've just been brought this exciting piece of action. Action-packed news for you. Come watch Don and Mike get wet as they pay off their wet bet.
When do we have to do that?
Monday night, Mike. Monday night at 8 o'clock. Don, Mike, and the rest of the Gunner Balls will be at the number one gay club in D.C.
Wow.
Club Wet. Remember, we made that bet when we bowled against the homos. The bet was, if we lose, we go to the gay club. We have finally determined the time when they can make it and we can make it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's Monday night at 8 o'clock. And we will bring tape recorders with us. What, did you think we were never going to have to do it?
No, I thought we were going to have to do it. I can't talk about it.
Why?
I thought we were doing it. Thought we were doing it like...
I did too. They don't open till 8.
Oh, really?
I mean, we all thought we were doing it in the early afternoon.
Thought we were sneaking out in the afternoon and getting that done.
They don't open the place till 8 o'clock.
God, well, I guess we get there right at the opening.
Sure. Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to go in a very naughty gay club.
Yes.
Very strange.
Club Wet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
I think the best way for you guys to get back at this lady is not to destroy the PlayStation, but get it and give it to somebody else.
Oh, and it would be you.
No. No, I don't want one. No, just throughout the rest of the show.
No, goodbye. No, trust me, it's better, it's funnier.
And you should tell exactly what time you're going to give it away.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
As a clip.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was actually one of the winners that won this game, and I didn't call and complain or anything like that. I don't have a PlayStation 2.
Yes.
And I 100% agree with the prior call to me. You should send it to me, and that'll show that lady that.
Here we
get
go.
Back, but things will come
here
next.
Comes the green.
That's
green,
all we got now.
Green,
everybody who wants the game. Hello, Chris.
Yo.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, man? I have a PlayStation 2. Give me this bitch's game, please.
Oh, you want the game?
I think
we've already sent the game to her.
Yeah.
Aw,
come on, man.
Everybody wants... This is the need and want hour right now.
Everybody wants. I love when people argue by saying, oh, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, don't send this lady a PlayStation 2 because I had this same problem. And I called Sony, and as long as you can give them the serial number and the information on the system that you have, they will fix it and send her bring a new machine.
I think that's a challenge to Don to make sure the machine cannot be fixed.
To make sure that the serial number cannot be found.
I haven't even seen what Don's going to do to this, but rest assured, I do believe that when he gets finished with it, I think all the serial numbers in the world will not put that back together.
I think you're right.
Well, there is a seal on the back of the machine that if that is broken...
And I sent the thing in because I did that.
Listen, we're going to handle it. Don't worry, my friend.
Lighten up.
We'll be on top of it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's up?
Track Lighting. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Track Lighting. This is Tim.
Yes. Hi, Tim.
Did you hear the latest news over the wire? Bin Laden's dead.
And is this someone trying to scoop Buzz?
Apparently.
Buzz, is this true that Bin Laden's dead?
I would really urge everyone to consider the source
now. I'm watching CNN right now, and they have President Bush addressing the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
I think there is a good chance you may be lying, sir.
Bye-bye.
No, sir. No, sir.
Why? How do you know? Well, where do you get your access to Associated Press?
It was CNN.
CNN, well, don't you...
Just about 5 minutes ago.
So there's nothing on the crawl.
I'm watching CNN right now. and there's nothing. There's President Bush on TV, and the crawl on the bottom of the screen is about Catholic youth pilgrimaging to World Trade Center.
Well, you know, there probably is Catholic youth pilgrimage somewhere.
And you're drunk, and you're inebriated. Yeah.
No.
You're drunk.
It's
How can we take you seriously?
It just run across the screen. Uh-huh. So.
So you think, really,
if bin Laden was dead...
Don and Mike, radio gods.
You think if bin Laden was dead, that CNN would just run it as a crawl on the bottom of the screen?
No, it was on the screen.
All right, give us all the details. What exactly did it say?
So tell Buzz to...
Hey, sir, I asked you a direct question. What did it say?
What did it say?
Bin Laden was killed by a drone missile.
Killed by a drone missile?
A drone missile.
A drone missile.
Unmanned airplanes shot and killed bin Laden.
What, today?
No, yesterday.
They just found it out. Are you making this up? Pal, are you making this up?
Of course he is.
No, that's what they said. Just watch the news. It'll be on there in just 2 minutes.
He believes it's real. It might not be real, but he believes
it. I tell you, listen, D.A., I'm watching CNN right now. If bin Laden was dead, I guarantee it is the story of the century that they break into President Bush sitting in front of a bunch of Texas D.A.s wearing cowboy hats.
Now, did you hear a reporter talking, or did you watch a crawler on the screen?
I take it back. He's in Denver.
Who's in Denver?
President Bush.
Way to focus, sir. Did you hear a reporter say this, or did you read a crawler on the screen?
A reporter. And I told you first, so remember that.
You did.
Thank you. We'll remember it. Thank you.
I urge everybody, watch the news drunk tonight.
It's our news tip of the week.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Yeah, Buzz. He gets the dollar, too.
That's
seven.
Right.
News tip of the week. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going? This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, listen, I work at a Toys R Us, and we get this all the time. What you have to do is make sure you pour soda or something on it, this way it's real visible, because what she'll probably do is buy a new one, put the broken one in a new box, and return it and get her money back. And then she's got a new PlayStation, and she gets the money back.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think she's got the $300.
Well, if she scrounges it up, that's what she'll do. Trust me, people do it all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why I consider returning something in the United States to be a difficult procedure.
All right, thanks for the update, my friend. Thank you. Thanks for the update. Well, I don't, you know, even if the crazy nutty bitch figures out some way to get it out of it.
But I agree with the soda. You know,
yeah.
Pour a little liquid in it.
You got it.
Liquid and electronics don't mix.
Absolutely. We got a break. I'm not done yet with the bet you didn't know this stuff.
Very good.
And I guess the PlayStation 2 will be here momentarily.
Good.
So we'll break and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, and listen, I'm hearing not only should I smash the PlayStation, but when it's smashed, I should take the chips from inside and put them in a microwave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that adds...
It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you know that.
That adds to the destruction value.
And don't forget a nice beverage.
Oh, yeah, the soda pop.
Right.
Here you go. Here's an instant feedback from Ratbag, who works at the Toys R Us in New Jersey. Hi, we work at Toys R Us, and we sell PlayStation 2. All PlayStation 2 serial numbers are scanned at the point of purchase. This was invented to prevent people from returning items after the warranty runs out. So they will know if the item was purchased at Sony, If there's an attempt to return it at a different location, she will not be able to do so.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
I don't think it's going to matter anyway when you get done with it.
Well, I'm ready.
Are you ready to go for it?
I'm ready. Let me...
Now, we have pliers. We have a hammer.
You have more area to operate over here. We also brought wire cutters so you
scissors.
Can destroy the wires on the controller.
Everybody
and also the...
shield their eyes.
Yes.
Okay. Watch out for flight. Don, be very careful. Flying plastic. All right, here we go.
There'll be shrapnel from this.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be shrapnel coming in.
The guest mic.
There you
go. Don, you want to tell us a little bit how you're going to do this, what your procedure is going to be?
Well, Mike, I think I'm going to start by simply cutting some wires.
Okay, let's go for it.
I'm here with the PlayStation 2. First one.
Did you plug it in already?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to cut wires while you're plugging it in?
No, we only plugged it in to open the drawer.
Okay.
Is it plugged in now, Rob?
No, it's not.
I want to unplug you cut the wires.
Plug it back in so we can hear the sound of the thing going, the thing opening up.
Very good.
Okay. Where's the cord? There you go.
Yeah.
This one?
Always a mess when trying to undo the cords in a new electronic product.
Just so you can get the sound of the... Because the thing has a drawer that opens up where you put the games.
Yes.
Or in this case, it's a DVD player as well.
Right.
They always tell you to be careful with that drawer. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
The drawer may be the only thing left.
Now, now we're plugging it in?
All right. Just going to plug it in so we can get the sound.
There's a master switch on the back, a power switch.
Okay, here you go.
Okay. On and
right, come on, baby.
Here it is. The drawer opening.
So you get that?
You can hear it. You having trouble with that door, Don? Is that getting pesky?
Yeah, sure.
You having a little trouble with that door?
Sure is, Mike.
What's the problem with the door?
I don't know.
Don's having a little trouble. Looks like he's getting a little frustrated with the door.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to break it or anything.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, sorry,
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
Why don't you know? Put it on the wood. Put it on the wood.
All right.
Very good. Here we go, ladies.
We don't want anything to happen to this poor.
All right. Here.
Damn, this thing is...
Yeah, you can tell the Japs made this thing.
It's well built.
Yeah.
The hammer got stuck inside there.
I think I heard the lens crack.
All right, here we go.
Watch your hand.
We're going now for memory card 1 and memory card 2. Uh-huh.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Well, there's the flying plastic. There's the flying plastic. Man, that is well built.
Things are strong. Then so is Don.
Hey, look, I got a piece of plastic here. How about trying it on the flat side?
Whew, hold on.
Look at this stuff that just
rattle
fell
it.
Out.
Shake it for the microphone.
First,
Foist. There are the parts inside.
There you go. Now, how about right on the PS2 logo?
Yeah, good idea. Here we go. Here we go. And yeah. Man, that's well built. There you go. You got into it. There it is.
I think I'm actually going to bust it clean in half.
I tell you, I got it open. I don't know what's wrong. Yeah.
There we go.
There it is. Oh, wow. Now we're just
look at the inner workings.
Peeling back the top.
When we return on autopsy.
Very good. Look at that. Now you might want to flip it over and start carving into the other side of it.
Hold on, Mike. Why would I want to do that when I could just break all the insides? Look at that.
Wow. All right, let's listen.
Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
This might be the best one ever.
Wow. Here we go.
Everybody
watch
ready?
Out. All right,
wow. Wait.
You're
getting their buttons.
Yeah, buttons. Yeah, he's starting to do damage to the radio station.
Hold on. All right.
Now he's going on the other side.
Now the back side.
All right. Watch out. We needed a vice.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, he's gotten to it. I kind of think no one's going to be fixing that one.
No, I know a guy who can fix it.
I think it's going to be fine. There it is.
I'm looking for the...
Yeah, the microphone's not on.
Huh. I'm looking for the serial number and...
Yeah, the serial number is dented.
It's come clean off.
Wow.
It's come clean off.
Look at that.
100% off.
Can't imagine why.
I think they can fix that.
There now, John, that's a happy picture.
And that's the residue over there.
Let's get a happy picture of me with some of the...
Debris.
Some of the insides.
And your weapon. Don't forget your weapon.
And my weapon.
There it is.
Right here. How you like that, huh? For WNEW.com. And finally,
the shiny parts and
stuff. The controllers.
The controllers.
That's controller.
Cut the cord, Rob.
There you go.
All right, very good. Well, that's good.
You know, that controller is better built than the machine.
It's incredible.
I think that one's clear in half.
Is there anything power that we could take to it?
Oh, no, that's the one here. Unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah, they bounce. The plastic bounces.
Bumbles bounce.
Okay. All right, hold on. Here you go. I've almost got it.
There you go.
That is some tough one.
There you go.
There you go.
Not tough enough.
That's all I have left.
That's it.
Now what we want to do is bag this up and send it out to the lady.
Bingo! Nice round of applause.
All of the parts.
Very nice.
Rob?
Some snipping.
Let me snip some more of the power cords.
Ah, very good.
Just a simple...
I think you can still use it.
Pair of wire cutters.
I think it still is going to work.
It'll be fine.
Clipping the cords.
Very good.
There you go. Oh, this is fun.
Hey, very strong getting all those cords simultaneously.
God damn it.
One PS2.
You know, it looks like a pretty well put together piece of equipment, slightly used.
Not unless you come at it with a hammer.
Yeah, that's, I think they can fix it.
Nowhere in the instruction book does it say not to do that, though.
Yeah.
The thing is, what I love about this, all right, I'm going to go back to my side of the console.
You know, with a little duct tape, I think things will be okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Little airplane glue.
Some rubber bands.
I think it'd be fine. Those plugs might be a little tough to use. I don't think it's going to fit anymore.
What is so great is that... And, John, you got to take a picture for the website of this thing in 1 million pieces. With all of the inside components, with all of the chips, with all of the computer jazz. Just in a gazillion pieces. And we're going to just put it in the original box and send it to her.
There you go. And, you know, if she has the right amount of glue, she can maybe put it on the wall. It can be a decorative item.
There is no way.
Now, this is much too intact.
I bet bronzed.
Do you want to clip some wires, Mike?
One scissors? You want
wire? You want to
unravel it.
Or unravel it. There you go.
There you go. There's some nice cut wires. Yeah, Mike's right. Mike's an artist. Let Mike help with the picture there.
I'm looking at a piece of art right there. The damaged place. It represents our society's gameplay.
Okay, and Johnny, you got the picture for the website?
I got the ad.
And Lisa is cleaning up the area like a waiter would clean up a play area with the little crumb guard.
That's a beautiful picture. Let's get those on WNEW.com ASAP.
Very good. Right away.
Smells like plastic in here.
Absolutely ASAP.
Wow.
Oh, and I'll take the warranty information, please.
Can you pass that over?
Yeah.
The warranty that we didn't buy.
There you go. Yeah, well, you know, you ought to keep that intact. No need to destroy that. Just sit that right up on top of everything.
Problems with your PlayStation 2 computer entertainment system?
I believe so.
Or peripherals?
Uh-huh.
Please call this number before making a trip back to the retailer. PlayStation Hint Line. Important installation, technical support, general questions.
Would it be great to get them on the line? I got my PlayStation 2 and it's in pieces.
I can email you a photo of it.
It's dented, it's bent.
Wow.
It looks like somebody's taking a hammer to it.
And wire cutters.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Cuttings.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Okay. Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I got a suggestion for what you could do.
More than simply smashing the machine and sending it to the lady?
Oh, yeah.
What?
You needed a liquid, right?
Yeah.
Don?
It's made out of plastic, is it not?
Buzz, may I?
Sure.
Yeah, Mike's, Don, you did forget one thing.
Yeah, Mike's going to pour some Diet Pepsi on
just
it there.
Just a tiny little bit. Not anything, you know.
Just enough to get into the electronics.
Christmas diet, so it won't leave the same sugary residue.
Just a tiny little.
And I bet you were considering a different beverage, weren't you, sir?
Yes, I was.
Maybe a beverage that comes out of the front of my body.
I don't see that's necessary. I think this woman has suffered enough.
I don't think I need to go number one on it.
And remember, she gets the game.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Go number three, Rob. What? Oh, you mean...
Oh.
You mean jizz?
Yeah.
Oh!
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, this door's not opening.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Man, I gotta tell you, man, the booger eating, the ass tea, even that dog crapping contest you had way back when, nothing is more painful than this right now.
Well, I know a lot of people would love this, and trust me, if we get some more to give away, we're going to give them away. You know what, guys? You got to put it back in the box.
I mean, I have a PS2. I'm very attached to it, and I'm just imagining this happening to mine, and it's very, very painful.
Well, you know, sir, I think it should be a quest to get more of these to give away legitimately.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good idea.
And if you want to blame anybody, blame that woman's kids. Okay, so you know what? I want to say this. Those kids brought this on themselves.
Absolutely.
They brought this on themselves by being calfed by that woman.
Absolutely.
Rob, you have the box? Let me put it back in the box. Let's see if all the parts will fit into the...
Yeah, sure, you got all these. Now, get all that pesky, like, cardboard out of there.
It is the, yeah, it's all cleaned out, Mike.
No styrofoam, you know, so you can just put it back.
It is the beautiful original PS2 box.
It's wonderful.
Smells like Diet Pepsi.
There you go.
Watch your fingers. It's sharp.
Got it. All right.
Sharp plastic edges.
There you go.
Want some more?
Yeah.
Well, you got to pour the rest in there.
Pour the rest in, Robbie.
There
1 million pieces.
See? Nice fit.
There you go.
That's good. Now make sure you get all the pieces in there in case they want to put it back together.
Packaging to keep it safe.
The protective packaging.
Okay. And now,
I think they'll still reimburse you.
What do we forget?
Just a couple pieces.
Okay. A couple of wires that were cut.
Wires.
Okay.
Wires. Cutting wires. It's all there.
You go like this?
Are you... I got it.
I need to put this box back together, Robbie.
Because you want to do that right.
Well, we do.
You want to make sure that it's perfectly put together.
Want the box to look perfect. Pristine.
Hope nothing happens to it in shipping.
There you go.
Do you want to insure this?
That's funny. Yeah, insure it.
Hold on. You know what? And what I've got to do is take off the tag showing where we bought it. And, Robbie, what we're going to have to do is get a... Get some kind of a scraper to scrape off right here the serial numbers on the box. Okay? Just want to make sure that there's not a chance that she gets any satisfaction out of this.
Yeah, and you don't want to insure it because then the post office will buy her a new one.
Right.
So no insurance.
And furthermore, I see no need that this can't be sent third class U.S. mail.
As slow as possible. Pony Express, Don.
There you go, Rob. Good job scraping. Scrape.
Book rate.
Yeah, scrape it, Robbie. Scrape it, Robbie.
Keep scraping it.
Oh, I keep scraping it.
Get a little
third class mail.
Which ensures...
Hi, ma'am. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Here's your PlayStation 2.
Which also ensures the fact that it will get less than preferential treatment.
Yes, it'll be used much like Adam Vinatieri used the football in the Super Bowl.
So there you go. There's the PlayStation 2 box.
Lovely box. Very modern.
So I'm just picturing the kids coming home and the boxes. You know, dream scenario would be that... The kids get home before.
Oh no, not
before
the kids.
Mom does.
Not the kids.
And they go, "Oh, what's the? Oh, look, it's a PlayStation 2. Oh, it's." It's the PlayStation 2. Thank you, Don and Mike. and you know what? We're going to have to
put a piece of tape.
Put a piece of tape over.
Oh,
the
that
hole,
might give it away.
Over the hole in the bottom where the serial number was.
Otherwise, that thing, by the time it gets to its destination, the box will be empty.
Parts are going to fall out of it.
Parts is parts.
Ah, damn.
Hi.
Oh man.
And there's still some pieces lying around the studio.
Are there really?
Yes, there are remnants.
Scoop them all up.
Oh, we didn't get all of them, Don. There were lots of little fragments.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi. We're doing great.
You guys are killing me, man. Me and my fiance have been trying to save up to buy our son a PlayStation 2 for months. You guys are just destroying one right now.
Let me tell you something. What's your first name?
Luca.
Luca, I want to tell you something. That's the way normal Americans do it. Mm-hmm. You save up money and you buy it. That's how you do it. Right. You don't win a prize from a radio show, then send an instant feedback saying, "Oh, I won a PlayStation 2 game, but now I want you to buy me the PlayStation 2 and do it for my kids. Don't let my kids down."
Right.
Please.
I would say we've scorched the earth as far as this subject is concerned. I think we've taken care of it.
Point made. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Can you be kind?
No. No, we cannot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Whoa, oh. Robbie, that smells stuff. Rob's disinfecting the area where you destroyed the game. Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that thing's going to be worth more now.
How could that possibly be?
Novelty
think
item.
Think about it. You busted it up. She can sell it on eBay with the authentic picture on your website.
True.
Worth the money.
You know what? It's maybe a brilliant concept.
Maybe so, although I can't imagine.
The picture of you, and then, you know, but what you're going to need, as I said before, you take glue and you frame it. You turn it into a piece of artwork.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You guys could send it to her COD for like $1. So that this silly bitch has to pay a buck to get it.
Oh, you again.
You
get out of here. Get out of here. The second time you've called today, you really ruined the radio rule thing. Okay? No, that's perfect the way that it is. Send it to the lady now.
Amen.
And happy holidays. whatever the hell.
Happy holidays.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy President's Day.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike? How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I had another suggestion, too.
What's that?
You should have sent Rob over to the Cunny's house with a chainsaw. Chopped her up in little bits and put her in that box.
Oh, my God. People
can be oddly...
You scratch that scab, and sometimes you don't know what's underneath. You know?
Perceptions are odd at times.
Yes,
hello,
very
Don
much
and,
so.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Who's this?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Vinny.
Hi, Vinny.
Hi. Just want to make a comment. You struck the box. Some assembly required.
Okay.
Understand our phone banks in Sacramento have completely blown out.
Thank you. Sacramento has fallen off into the Pacific Ocean.
Why?
They're just delighted by all the hate going
this
on.
This is a Sacramento bit.
Oh, I got you. Okay. I got you guys. I got to stop doing the Sacramento dance.
Just excited to say hi to all our friends on the left coast.
Stop doing the dance.
Hi, ladies.
We are up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara. From Atlanta,
Georgia. Well, I said it before, I'll say it again. I mean this, Lisa. You have never been sexier than you are right now. No, it's because you have a broom in your hand. And you're cleaning up the scraps from the PlayStation.
I thought maybe it was the hair.
No. You've never been more desirable to me. If you were barefoot, it would top it off. Just barefoot.
But if she was barefoot, she'd be getting little pieces of PlayStation 2 in her feet.
Shards.
And you know, Rob, we came up with a color for your shirt finally. The perfect color.
What?
It's creme brulee.
Creme brulee. Which used to be my radio name.
Creme brulee.
Wow. Hey, this is creme brulee with you.
Creme brulee.
Listen, from the instant feedback, you know, so many people out there, just so many people who shouldn't have computers. For instance, I'm sure it's a real name, Zootie Bang.
Hey, Zootie Bang.
Let me see. I guess your quick-witted listeners are just supposed to believe that you guys just happen to have a PS2 laying around the station when you tools clearly said before you didn't. Come on, what did you break, really? That was a bunch of CD jewel cases, right?
Take a look at the website. Yep.
Yeah, and also may we remind you, this is New York, the greatest city in the world, and everything is 8 minutes away. You right. can buy anything in 10 minutes.
We sent John out. I gave him my credit card.
You know what it is. I mean, and I can understand where the person on the instant feedback would have be a little confused. Johnny is tremendously efficient.
Yeah.
He is a speedy guy. He gets things done quickly.
I mean, we do the show from Manhattan. You can walk outside. You can walk across the street and you
right.
can buy a telephone. You can buy a TV.
Right.
You can buy a PlayStation.
You can buy a dance skin.
You want to know right here?
Sorry.
The PS2 ran me $299.
A knick-knack.
The tax was $24.75. Uh-huh. My total build was $324.74.
You can go out of this building, walk across the street, buy a PS2, or buy a Hummel.
And,
that's right.
And I'm also getting instant feedbacks. Boy, you're stupid. You spent $300. No, this $300 will be paid by Infinity Broadcast.
Yes, right. That will be expense due to its entertainment value. You didn't just bust up a game. You did it for entertainment.
Right, and also all
you get a little shard of plastic in your finger?
Yeah, I cut my finger. Oh, I cut my finger. And also all the DAs can just go F themselves that are writing a real original idea of breaking something on the radio.
Hey, yeah. It's childish. It's wonderful.
Yeah, because no one's ever broken anything on the radio before.
You know, I think there are a lot of people that have broken things before, but you do it with a great deal of panache. You attack it with a great deal of joy.
And I like the thought that that woman is going to get that box in the mail. Mm-hmm. And it's that beautiful. The box itself, the PS2 box,
yes.
It's pristine.
Mm-hmm. And I urge that woman to take that last caller's advice where, the novelty of it. You know what? If you get that whole package together, you get a picture of you breaking it up, you glue it like on something, and then you put your game that you would actually, the legitimate game that you'd received, and you auction that whole thing off, I bet she could make a pretty penny. And hey, wouldn't she have the last laugh?
Nah, I don't think anybody would pay 25 cents for that. for the picture of me and the stuff. But, and I'm telling you.
That's how you get through your day by thoughts like that.
This thing is so busted up in so many pieces that if she goes to a store and says, hey, I bought this and it's broken.
Right.
There's no way she's going to get anything back.
You know, if she goes that route, she will be disappointed.
It's in a gazillion pieces. Johnny, approximately how long until the pictures of the smashing of the PlayStation are up on AEW.com? Any idea?
Once the web guy finishes his pizza.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much.
It's all about priorities.
let me see. Mike.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Back to a little bit. I bet you didn't know this.
Okay.
And I'll simply give you, these are a true or false.
Okay.
More than 50% of the people in the world have never received a telephone call.
True.
True it is.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Wow.
Buzz, wearing headphones for just an hour will increase the bacteria in your ear 7,000 times.
What?
Come on, funny guy. Come on.
I wouldn't think so. I'd say false.
700 times. Wearing headphones for just an hour increases the bacteria in your ear.
Another reason.
700
well,
times.
Jesus, what does that...
Another
what does that mean about our ears, then? What I mean, seriously, what does that mean for our ears with a lifetime of wearing headphones? And
what?
Not to mention the headphones I wear when I'm watching my DVDs.
Have you ever seen the movie Wrath of Khan?
Oh, my
Where
God.
Where they drop the slug in
it's
the
like
guy's
an earwig.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
True or false, in every episode of Seinfeld... There is a Superman somewhere.
False.
True.
Oh, man.
Buzz, which was invented first?
Yes.
The match or the cigarette lighter?
I would say the match.
The cigarette lighter.
Wow.
Hey,
that's pretty cool.
That's why this is called, Bet You Didn't Know That.
Bet You Didn't Know That.
Know that.
We're doing Bet You Didn't Know That.
Mike.
You're listening to Bet You Didn't Know That on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes, Don?
50% of the people who use personal ads for dating are already married. True or false?
True.
False. 75%.
Wow. 75% of people that put those dumb ads in are married?
Already married.
Oh, wow.
Already married.
Wow. That's incredible.
Buzz.
Yes.
True or false?
Mm-hmm.
Most lipstick contains fish scales.
I'd say true.
That is true.
That's the
rendering.
The sparkle factor, I think, for the lip scales and the lipstick.
Let me see.
You mean Mike. The sparkles on people's lips are caused by fish scales?
That's my guess. Mike. Can or cannot a crocodile stick its tongue out?
A crocodile can stick its tongue out.
Cannot stick its tongue out.
Oh, and amazingly,
tricked me, huh?
Cannot lick its elbow.
Buzz.
Yes. And they're married, most of them.
75%.
True or false, Buzz? It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky.
I'm going to say false.
That is true. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky.
Well, can't they look up at you? Like, a lot of people have pigs for
Mike,
pets.
I'm telling you. I'm reading them here from Bet You Didn't Know That.
Okay.
Let me see. Mike.
Yes.
True or false?
True. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A pregnant goldfish is called a twit.
Wow.
I'm going to say true.
No.
Thank you. You tricked me again. You're just having your way with me on this.
Twat.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, look twat. At those. Look at I have wonderful, a beautiful aquarium filled with twats.
Buzz, where is a shrimp's heart?
I don't think a shrimp has a heart.
Buzz, you're wrong. A shrimp's heart is in its head.
Ah. Well, I've always known that. I don't know why I said that. It just sounded like you should.
Rob, is this true?
Yeah.
Rob, true or false?
Yes.
Like fingerprints, everyone's tongue print is different.
I would say that's true.
That is true. Mike.
Hi.
Over 85% of the people who hear this list will try to lick their elbow.
Well, you just made that up, didn't you?
No.
That's on your list? I will say yes. True.
Yes, that is true. Over 85%.
How can they possibly put that in there? They have no way of knowing how many people are going to attempt that.
Well, that's their last goofy one.
It's statistics.
Yeah. True or false, Buzz, when people say bless you when you sneeze, because when you sneeze, your heart stops for a millisecond.
That's absolutely true.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, Mike, that's how it got started, actually.
Mike, true or false?
Yes, Don.
In a study of 200,000 ostriches over a period of 80 years, not one reported a single case where an ostrich buried its head in the sand.
Boy, I'm going to say... I know when most... Now, your question involved ostriches having their periods.
No, burying their heads in the sand.
Well, there was period in the question there. You said during a period...
During a period of 80 years. Is it true or false?
Am I annoying you?
Does the ostrich bury its
head? You know, he's fun to have fun with when he's got a list in his head. I mean, even if it's a survey, he's like, right. I'm going to say true. They have buried their head in the sand.
They have not.
Oh, of course. I'm doing very badly.
They have not.
Well, it's when they're having their period.
Right? Mike, is it true or false that rats multiply so quickly that in 18 months, the average two rats... have over 1 million descendants.
Absolutely.
That is true.
True, and that's disgusting.
And none of them can vomit.
Oh, man.
That is true. Buzz?
Yes.
Does cat's urine glow under a black light?
Yes, it does.
You would know.
Yes, he would.
Yes,
he's
yes,
done
would.
It before.
You would know.
He does it at his house on the weekends for fun.
Mike?
Yes.
78% of all photocopier faults worldwide, when people have to call someone in to fix their Xerox machine, 78% of all photocopier faults worldwide are caused by people sitting on them and photocopying their buttocks.
True.
That is true.
Wow.
78%.
That is fascinating.
Wow. Buzz.
Yes.
Does a duck's quack echo?
I'm going to say no. False.
That is true. A duck's quack does not echo, and no one knows why.
Well, wait a minute. If you send your duck to the Grand Canyon, you have it quack, I would think there'd be some sort of reverberation.
A duck's quack doesn't echo, and no one knows why.
Well, my God, how can you have something like that without an explanation?
What if you put the duck on CBS FM?
I'm just reading the list, okay?
Put a little Cousin Brucey reverb in back of the duck.
I'm just reading the list now. Let me see, because I'm trying to get as many of these items as possible before we move on with the show. From our good friends at the Record Mart,
yes,
in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, they have sent us records over the years. When we do Donnie's record bag, it's always when they've sent us a package of stuff.
They're the best.
We are sad to announce that they're going out of business.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, they're selling the business.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, this might be a good time this weekend if you're down in Old Town Alexandria. Stop by.
Yeah, please do. They're fantastic. It's a great shop to walk through.
Jerry Horton is the owner, and we've never had to wait more than 24 hours for any request. He's simply the best.
Good.
Tell him hi.
Now, the new tapes we have first are of the Beach Boys, because, you know, I played the Brian Wilson Live at the Roxy CD that you can buy in the store the other day.
I remember that.
The first track that was sent to us by the Record Mark is... the Wilson brothers, Brian and Carl Wilson, their dad Murray, yelling at Brian and Beach Boys in the recording studio at one point.
This is the real deal, right?
Yes, this is a real tape. At one point, Brian mentions that he only has one ear he can hear out of, the hearing loss that resulted when his dad smacked him in the side of the head.
Wow.
So let's roll that now. Beach Boys in the studio. Brian.
in.
You're coming in, Shrill. We're missing all of those. El Biron on Mike. We miss it all, okay? You're doing great, Al. Loosen up a little.
Put it down one time with one big job. Carl gets the job. Carl, you're very comfortable.
Brian, you got a wonderful tune here. I'm sorry to yell. Al, loosen up a little more. Say sexy Rhonda Moore. Rhonda Moore, soft and sexy. Mike, come on in closer on that mic when you. We missed
it. Saw how close it was.
Hey, Rob, just
fascinating, man.
Give me a copy of Help Me, Rhonda, so I can play the actual record, so you can hear how the record ended up sounding. Right. And picture Brian Wilson's dad screaming at these guys while they're making this
record.
And
they're basically kids.
Yeah. And now, right now, he's talking to, obviously, Al Jardine, Mike Love, and Brian Wilson.
Right. Help Me, Rhonda. It's cut number nine. Cut number nine. Okay, so here's how the record ended up sounding, okay? All right. Who doesn't know this?
Well, since you put me down, I've been out doing in my head.
Classic song.
I come in late at night, and in the morning.
Great song. Don't they sound happy? Okay. So that's the song. Mm-hmm. Here's the recording of the song.
Doing better, right? You're off the snow. So soften it a little. We got it. Dennis, don't flat anymore. We got it.
We'll come back here.
That's what I've got to do. Then.
Okay. Go ahead. How's
that? Is that all right?
Now let's hear it. That's let me good. Do it one more time.
Okay. Now, loosen up and be happy.
He's yelling at the kids, but saying, loosen up and be happy.
I am so happy. You can't believe it. I'm so happy we're only doing this song.
Here we go. Duplicated like last time, huh?
What do you call this?
Amen.
Brian, fellas, I have 3,000 words to say. Quit screaming and start singing from your hearts, huh? You're doing fine now. Watch your oohs. Come in on the low notes, Mike. Carl.
Hey, hold on a second.
You
understand why Brian talks the way he talks? His father sounds the same way.
Yeah.
His
father's got kind of that Caddyshack.
Yeah, hey, that's the way he's gonna go.
3,000 words the same.
Hey, 3,000. He sounds heavy smoker too.
Come on, Dennis, you're flatting. Okay, Mike, you're flatting on your high notes. Let's go. Let's roll. So you're big stars. Let's fight, huh? Let's fight for success. Okay, let's go. Now loosen up and be happy. Forget the people in there. Turn the lights out in this room. Turn the lights out in this room.
It's a great idea.
God, what a sass, man.
What an ass.
Great idea, Mrs. Grace.
Okay, fellas, you got any guts? Let's hear it.
Jesus, what a motivator.
How about
a-hole.
So they have to hear that and then sing this.
He says, loosen up, and in the same breath says, you got any guts?
Fight to succeed, boys.
You got any guts?
Get her out of my heart.
Two words.
I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off.
95.
You guys think you're good? Let's go. Let's go.
I don't think he's banged up.
Fellas, as a team, we're unbeatable. Let's go. You're doing one.
God damn it.
I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go.
Brian said, God damn it.
Yeah, and
I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people are here.
I got 1 year left, and your big top boy is killing me.
Now, let's get the clear picture. He's not yelling. He's berating him a little bit, but you're getting a little of the give and take here with father and son.
But now you're also getting Brian saying, I've got 1 ear left. It's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving it to... I mean, it's not like the total, Hitler for dad here. This is an interesting little bite. I've never heard this.
I said 3,000. Come on, Brian, knock it off.
95.
You guys think you're good? Let's go.
Sounds loaded.
Let's go. Fellas, enough. Let's go. Forget it. I'll leave, Brian, if you're going to give me a bad time. Let's go. Let's go.
Did Brian say the S word?
I don't care if it does. Let's go. Come on. You got any guts? Let's see it. I don't care how many people are here.
I got 1 year left when your big loud voice is killing you.
I'm sorry I'm yelling. Okay, let's go. Loosen up, Al. Watch your flatting. Let's roll. Happy. Loosen it up, Bill.
Happy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, can you imagine this guy in a recording session?
Happy.
So, okay. Adrenaline, okay?
No.
He's threatening him with leaving. He's got the whole control thing going.
Hey, Chuck. Stop it.
Like Brian doing most of the talking. So surprised that he's messed up.
He's trying to fix the recorder. Oh.
Happy!
Al, come in 2 inches. About an inch and 3/4, or 2 inches closer. Come on.
Oh, my God. What an a-hole. Imagine that kind of direction.
Or come in 2 inches. Right. One of the 2 inches.
Come in about an inch and 3/4.
When you sing, well, Rhonda, make it sexy and soft.
Control freak.
Rhonda, you look so fine. Okay?
Happy!
It is also important to note that when they finally had enough of this guy, right, when they finally said to their dad,
oh, yeah,
F you, you're ruining our careers, you know that Murray Wilson said to them, F you, I'm going to make my own records.
Right.
I'm going to go out and find 5 guys who are better than you.
Right.
I'm going to make my own records. Terribly failed.
Wow. Right.
And not to mention, he sold all their masters for like the equivalent of about $10,000.
Amazing. Yeah, it was just a total a-hole.
Let's go. Brian? So you're Doug. Okay, let's go. Sing from your eyes.
What was that? It was Buzz in the studio?
Come on, roll it. Roll it!
Is it Mike, are you playing rap this time, or are you just going to...
Is it
going on tape now, or what?
No!
Little stage kick.
No!
There's some yelling going on now.
We haven't even been recording our normal 13 hours.
That sounded like Mike Love.
Brian, your voice is shrilling through everybody. Carl, we can't hear Carl. We can hear Dennis, but we can't hear Mike. We can't hear Mike, and we can hardly hear Al.
Okay, now wait a second.
Me?
Which means that
we're locked in together, so Al has, Carl has to sing louder. You have to back off 3 inches, Brian. Your voice is too shrill on this harmony kick.
What an ass.
Hey, Al, sing from your heart. Al, Brian, Mike, we can hardly hear you. So come in a little more on your low notes.
You know what? We've been listening to this for a couple of minutes. I want to kill this guy.
Yeah.
He's yelling at all of them. He's saying to all of them, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong.
You need to move an inch and 3/4 back.
Wow.
We don't have a blank. Can we hear a chord? Just a chord like we used to. When you used to sing clear records, okay? Let's go. Mike, you're too close on your low notes. Carl, come in a little. Mike, you back off. We got the blend, okay? Dennis, watch your flatting, dear. Okay? Al, loosen up and we got it. This is going to be a hell of a hit. Let's go. Loosen up.
Well, he had that right.
Loosen up a little. So, Dad, Brian, I'm a genius, too. Let's go, huh?
Wow, I'm a genius too.
Turn down his playback thing because it's my ears going out.
I'm sorry.
My ears going out.
The mic's too close.
Got it. Well.
Wow. Fascinating.
Amazing. And they got out of that, they got this. Cut number 2?
Yeah, I believe the second cut is more of the same.
Oh, more of the same.
I could be wrong, but I think it is.
More of the same, okay.
Is that better?
Yeah. Much better.
Just come in a little, Mike, but watch your low notes.
You know, talking down.
Brian, forget who you are, will you? Let's go. Let's roll. No one can hear what I'm saying.
Did he just say, I'm not forgetting anything about who you are?
Right, he did. Now, keep in mind, he's the dad to Brian and Carl and Dennis, but he's the uncle to Mike Love, right?
Uncle to Al Jardine, I thought.
To Al Jardine.
No, one of the two, yeah.
He's related, and so he's three of his sons,
right,
and another one who's his nephew, I guess, or his cousin.
Yes, you're right. Amazing dynamic. So much has been written about this. You've seen TV movies about it. This is amazing stuff.
I'm listening to this, and I'm not surprised that Dennis Wilson hung out with Charles Manson.
Yeah.
I'm really not.
Well, next to his dad, he was nice, calm, cool.
Well, I mean, it's the whole rebel thing.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, guys.
Carl, can I hear your part? I can't even hear you, dear.
Hey?
I have three.
Carl, you're not loud enough, really.
Hey, dear.
Three notes. Well, come on in and sing it. Then you've been loafing for 2 hours.
Come on in the door, Carl.
What's the matter? You made too much money, buddy?
No.
Let's sing from your heart, so let's go.
What an ass.
Sing from your
heart. I know you don't talk this way much, but I'm your father. Come on, fellas.
Let's go.
This damn thing.
Al's doing a fantastic job. And Brian's shrill. But let's, come on, girl.
Boy, you know what? You know you hear the consistent thing? I mean, he's on a lot of guys in here, but who he's on more than anybody is Brian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is a relationship there, man. That's amazing.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Bang, syncopate.
And what a voice to really demonstrate how it should be done.
Bang, syncopate.
Come on, dear. Happy, dear.
All right, you got
happy, peppy, dear.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Mike, I'm sorry. Mike.
Let's keep it.
Come on, Al. An inch and three quarters. Listen up. Dennis was flatting. Dennis. Mike is flatting. We need help.
God, how we?
We need the honest projection that we used to have.
You want to have like
when you guys get too much.
Right?
When you guys get too much money, you start thinking you're going to make everything hit.
Well,
oh,
let me ask you this.
Oh, here it is right there. This is a psychoanalyst dream right here. Where you got daddy who's a little jealous.
You're making too much money.
Daddy's a little jealous of the boys.
Sure.
This is awfully unfair to you.
Are you going or staying? I don't
know. It's for what you want. If you want to fight for success, I'll go all out.
No, I don't. We don't do that.
You think you got it made?
No, we don't.
Son?
We would like to record under an atmosphere of calmness.
I love you, my mother loves you.
We like to relax.
First of all, you should never have all these people here.
Second of all, you're not saying anything. You're the one who's talking.
You forget to sing from your hearts. Carl, Dennis is flatting. Mike was flatting on his high notes. Al was tight. I'm trying to give you
steps. You know, I really think, unless he's got... It sounds like Dad's half loaded.
Who knows? Yeah. This tape's almost
some
over.
Some kind of problem.
Almost over.
Yeah, if you guys, you got it, man.
But kudos to the recording engineer that rolled tape on the whole thing.
Yeah, pretty amazing. No
kidding.
Cut three is Brian in concert. I think considerably later on in his career.
You know, I might have to save this for another day. Is this like Brian when he's slurring and...
I haven't heard it, but judging from Jerry's letter, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do let's hear a bit.
Where's that beach? There he is! Give your
hands! Is this a concert?
For Brian Wilson! Smile, Brian! Life can be better!
Listening to
that can't be Brian.
Concert of Van Dyke Park.
Oh my God.
Van Dyke Park is the biggest butthole.
That's Brian.
The biggest butthole in the world.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to save that for Monday.
That's great.
Kind words for his collaborator.
Did you say Van Nuys Park?
No, Van Dyke Parks.
Van Dyke Park
is a butthole.
After Brian split from the Beach Boys for a while and had his sandbox time, Van Dyke Parks was his collaborator. But apparently, it didn't end well.
Oh, wow.
And we also have, we'll give this for Monday, we have also from the Record Mart a CD of vintage song poem recordings. Mm. These are dumbasses who answered ads in the back of Billboard magazines saying, we can turn your poems into commercial hit songs.
Fantastic.
Send us your lyrics and $500 and your hit bound.
Very good.
Right. And then we have the songs that were sent back to the people after they sent their poems in and $500 in cash.
It's fascinating, really.
Happy peppy, dear. We will get to that. And,
come on, Brian.
And, we hear the Brian stuff. You guys are rich now.
You know, come on now, you superstar.
Come on, Dennis is flatting.
Yeah, get an inch and three quarters. About closer to the microphone.
With all that crap, how did this record turn out so great, huh?
Amazing.
I think Murray passed out.
Sometimes in an atmosphere of tension, creative endeavors flourish.
Happy.
Come on, happy peppy.
Dear.
Mike, dear. Al, dear.
Dennis, dear.
Mike, move an inch and a half away. Dennis, move forward an inch. Al, move back an inch. Brian, you're flat.
Barely a
have one here.
Listen, I'm leaving. F you.
No, I don't want you to leave, Dad. I don't want you to leave. Come back and hit me again.
Al, dear.
Come on, dear.
Al, dear, you're loafing.
Are you leaving? Are you leaving or staying? We want to record in a relaxed atmosphere.
I said, you guys, you make a lot of money. I think you got to make because you made a lot of money.
And then Brian Wilson went on to pursue that relaxed atmosphere 24/7.
All right. I'm thirsty, dear.
There's some great insight to the beach, man.
I can't hear.
And we'll hear more of that on Monday's episode of Brian All Left Up.
F you, Dad. My ear. F you, Dad. Leave. Leave the recording studio.
And I think there was a couple of dumps in there because you guys didn't get to hear when...
S.
When Brian's just screaming the S word.
S. You're loud in my good ear, Daddy.
Oh, S. We will break. Listen, I know that we normally don't do this on the Friday favorite on the Low Budget Jeopardy. We normally wait on the guests.
Uh-huh.
What I mean is that we'll have a guest on, and Michael, you know, we'll bring a guest to us, and we'll wait 6, 7, 8 months. We'll cycle them through.
Right. Would it be Brian Wilson?
It's not Brian Wilson today.
Okay.
But it's someone who was on very recently, and I will tell you that he's very proud of the fact that he's coming back. So it's such a short a span of time.
Brian Wilson.
Not Brian. It's not, it's not Brian Wilson. It's not Brian Wilson. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Know something? After watching the mulattoes shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part, the ass.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
God damn it.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Could not have said it better myself. If you want to see the pictures of the PlayStation 2 being destroyed before it was sent to the ungrateful Cunny.
All right.
The undouchable C, the right. UC. I think WNEW.com, that's where you should go.
Very good.
Also, as I'm looking, some highly unflattering photos of us from the bowling against the One Life to Live people.
Yeah, oh, sadly, my God.
Sadly,
somebody had cameras there?
Those are the best ones.
Scary.
I'm going to ask once again that we are given the right to go through and select which photos go up and which photos...
Yeah, who popped these on? Who does it now?
Well, Lisa and I actually went through and we thought we chose the best ones.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot that didn't make it. I'd say we put only about half of them up.
There's a couple pictures. You're killing me and Mike.
I was going to say, I've learned my lesson from the other times when you said make sure you check your support staff.
Okay.
These photos.
All right, John. Yeah, there's just a couple that we...
Flattering, are they?
Now I'm dying to look at it. Buzz is going to the website.
Well, yeah, Mike, look during a break.
Okay.
But,
right.
Oh, no! But Lisa, you know what?
That bad.
You know what? Just take a... I would just say take any picture. There's one in particular of me where I'm standing sideways, and I'm talking to the girl with the blonde hair from One Life to Live.
Erin?
Yeah, you might want to take that one out. There's also another one of Mike where Mike has got... a glass of Jameson's in his hand.
Just Buzz, can you get it up there? Come on.
All right.
I just want to take a quick peek.
I know.
And there's one of me definitely staring right at these boobs. Yeah, we don't need that picture.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? And hey, you know, normally all behind-the-scenes decisions go through you.
Yeah.
This particular issue, I don't want anything on there that I'm not looking at first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very smoky there. I can see that.
Look at that. Our evening of decadence.
No wonder we couldn't see the pins.
All right. Going through all of them?
I'm looking at one where the V is taking her shirt off. And I'm just standing about 5 feet behind her, just staring
I'm just
at her.
In Rob's eyes.
Just staring at her rack.
Now, that's a good one of you and Rob.
It's a great one of you and Rob.
I'm going to the next one here. Have you reviewed all these, Don? Now, Johnny's in here again.
I'm just seeing them now for the first time.
That picture of you looking at me, by the way,
yeah.
Your staff said, that's such a classic picture. That picture's
funny.
So classic.
Oh, yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Well, yeah.
Oh, hold on, Rob. Are you the one that said it, Rob?
Yeah, but I personally thought not many people would be looking at you. I thought.
Yeah, no, it's just.
So far, I'm seeing good pictures. This is really starting to freak me out because you and I are not prominently. I haven't seen any of the candids with you and me yet.
Tell me which ones you want.
All right. You know what? I'll do it during a break.
Yeah, all right.
Let's just move on with the show.
Okay, very good.
Let's move on. Everybody, click off the WWE page.
Click off, click on, click off.
You know what? As a matter of fact, just why don't you just take all the pictures of me off there.
Oh,
that would make me the happiest.
Let's look during a break, and then we'll make... I hesitate to make a final decision.
Okay, all right, at least how about this?
But the one with me with the Jameson, what do I care? What do I care?
Exactly, Mike.
I'll
there
take
you go.
Two off, okay?
Let me see. Which one are you taking off?
All right, you know what? Just take that one off.
Okay.
You can leave the one on.
And I want to look at them.
Leave the one on where I'm... I don't care if you got one, I'm staring at these tees. Because I've spent most of the night staring at these days.
So who's so it's Rob and Lisa that have been kind of editorially getting together and making
this is
these.
The first one I've done.
Well, in the past, I've taken a look at most of the photos and I've said these are okay to put up.
Well, you know, I kind of trust you on that. So you know, that's I don't have a problem.
I got your back,
Mike.
If
you take a look at them, I don't. Have
I got
a problem.
Your back.
All right.
I'm just saying that in this batch there are two or three photos.
You got
that,
dangerously close to being responsible for a second, okay. Don. You got it covered?
There are two or three photos here that perhaps would take appeal, take away from the any possible sex appeal you or I might have.
Oh, dear.
Okay, let me just say that.
All right, can we stop looking at the pictures now? Are we looking at the pictures?
Yeah, click off.
Click off. Come click on. Off. We're doing a show.
You know, Christ. You don't even own a computer, Rob, but you come up here and you live on the computer.
That's why it's a nice trip for me.
Okay.
It's a lovely little bone, I guess.
On with there. On with the show.
Yeah.
Buzz,
yes.
Buzz, you turn yours off now, too.
It's off.
Okay,
it's
let's get to the Friday favorite.
Same time now on day
of
day with cash for you and me.
Bar!
It's time for Dawn and Mike to play Low
Budget Jeopardy. Let me just say that you think it's easy to be this vain? It's not easy to be this vain.
I second that.
Although I am not as vain as this man.
I second that. How are you? Good to see you.
Let me say.
I am Arnold. I'm vain. I know what you're talking about. It's a vain. I'm one of the vainest men in the world. So you should remember that. Do you mind if I sit down?
Have a seat, Arnold. Please.
Are you all having a good time?
Now you are.
Do you know why there's electricity on the show now?
Why?
Because I'm in the room.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You were on the show. I believe.
Doggish on, yes, a short time. I come back because I'm a popular guest. I know with the Don and Mike, what they do is they bring the characters on that, you know, that don't come on for 6 months to a year. And then you bring me back just a few weeks down the road so I can talk about my new film. Collateral Damage.
What can we expect in this movie?
I play hero fireman Gordy Brewer. And, you know, it's a good film. It ties into all the stuff that people worry about, you know. I said to my agent, that's pretty good. That turned out that way for my career. So, you know, I'll give... you can ask me a question about the movie if you want.
Okay. Let me ask you the character that you play.
Yes.
What can we expect from him as... what can we expect from him as...
What you can expect...
As a firefighter. Why did you select that? What can we expect from him as a firefighter?
What you can expect from Collateral Damage is a film that has the good feelings about the patriotism with the flag and the firefighters. As I play the hero fireman Gordy Brewer, they can expect is the good times that they can have and it to be... my teeth seem to be getting bigger. But the thing is that it's good. It's similar to some of the other roles I played. And you'll have a good time with the action-adventure. It should be a good time. Not like that fag Frankie Muniz with the big fat liar. It's going to be a big fat loser.
Oh, no,
don't go see that film.
You're worried about the fact that Malcolm in the Middle kid's got a movie coming out this weekend.
He's a bad kid. He's a bad kid.
He's a cute kid. Why is he a bad kid?
He's been in trouble with the law.
He has not.
Oh, yes, he has. Look at him. You know, he might be with the cute smile on the television series that he does.
Malcolm in the Middle.
But he's not a good kid. He's a vandal.
Oh, no.
You don't
yeah, he's breaking.
That.
Oh, yeah, he's the kind of the bad boy that will go out with the cans of the spray paint. And, you know, he'll spray paint on walls.
You're making that up.
I'm not making anything up. Go see it, Collateral Damage. Ignore that film, The Big Fat Liar.
Well, now, you know, there are those who would say to you, Arnold,
yeah.
that you are being a hypocrite. You're calling this kid Frankie Munoz a
vandal. He's not funny.
When you, in fact...
you know, I'm funny. When I did Twins in 1988 and played Julius Benedict, you know, people could expect the funny with the Danny DeVito, and they said, Arnold does the big shoot-em-ups. There's no way he'll be funny. And then I went in, and I was funny.
Here you are talking about Frankie Munoz. You're alleging he's a vandal. Yeah. What about the allegation?
Let me enlighten you. Do you remember the movies that I did with Sinbad? Sinbad, I played Howie Langston. And we were both going for the toys, and that was a big-time laugh riot.
What about... Let me get back to this. You are alleging that Frankie Munoz is a vandal, but yet...
Yeah, he's from that movie. That movie's going to suck, because if you take... I just like to speak to the moms and dads,
okay.
If I can right now. If you take your kids to see Big Fat Liar instead of Collateral Damage... You terrorists win.
You are alleging that
because he's a bad kid and he'll turn your kid bad. You'll go to the movie with Frankie Muniz, and then in the car on the way home, the kids will go bad on you. They'll probably try to kill you.
It has been alleged, though, that you have girlfriends on the side.
Nine.
No.
That's his next good.
No,
that's not true. No.
I'm telling you, I've read this in the tabloids that you...
Frankie Muniz, he killed the hunt from My Dog Skip.
He did.
He likes to kill hunts. He goes around killing hunts all the time because he doesn't like animals and cats and dogs, and he'll destroy the pets if he gets in the house. I heard from one of the agents in Hollywood. I don't like to badmouth people, but
no, not
Frankie
much.
Muniz is will go into someone's house, and if there's no one looking, he'll kill the pets, even with like the fish. He'll put detergent in.
Why are you so concerned about this kid's movie?
Because he's a pig. He's a shrine. He's a shrine hunt. And, you know, I'm not concerned. I just want to make sure the parents that take the kids to the pictures go and enjoy the good movie like Collateral Damage, where I play hero firefighter Gordy Brewer.
All right, so let's get...
Not to be confused with True Lies when I was Harry Tasker.
Let's move away from Frankie Muniz.
Or End of Days when I was Jericho Cain.
What can we expect from this movie, Collateral Damage?
What you can expect from Collateral Damage is a picture... to make you feel good about living in the United States, American.
Why?
Because I play the hero firefighter, and you'll feel good, and you walk out of the picture, and you'll say, I'm so angry, I just want to see it again. And there's a line, because it's so popular. The people are saying it's going to be a blast.
You know what they're telling me? We're going to cut away for a local news break on
our
station.
Yeah, that's okay, no problem.
And we will be back...
Go see Collateral Damage, where I play hero firefighter Gordy Tasker.
What do we got? 2 minute drop for the, this is time.
Two.
Local stations, break away now for your local newscast.
Okay, we got to take a commercial break.
This is just a local newscast for our stations. We'll be back. Now here's the news of the day.
Clear.
Very good. Are we off?
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you? You have a good time?
How you doing?
Can I get the water or something to drink?
Yeah.
Sure. The water, the Coke or something like that to wet my whistle. It's kind of dry.
Sure.
And how you been?
You getting any?
All the time. We talked about that last time. You know, the when the movies come out, the whores will come up to Arnold and they like to do me. So I've been doing... New York's great for that.
Yeah.
You go to the premiere, you know, someone says, hey, how are you? And then I don't have to go back with the big jaw. You know what I mean? She's ugly.
Oh, your wife, Murray.
That's right. It's good to be here. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
That's fine. I'm very tired. Been working hard promoting the movie. It's very good. Let me open my soda. Thank you very much. Maybe later we have beer. You'll come out for beer?
I'll come out for some beer.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
I thought that perhaps tonight, perhaps we could go to a nice German restaurant.
Ah, I hate that crap.
No,
let's get Chinese.
But aren't you?
I'm in German food. It's what I get when I go home to Austria. I get German food all the time. I taught Maria how to cook the German food. I like to come to New York, eat a pizza and the stuff like that, or a burger. Can't we go out for a burger?
And they put you on every goddamn show.
Your hamburger eating contest the other day. That was funny. That made me laugh. The booger eating contest.
Booger.
That was a good time.
You were on the Good Morning Today show. You were on the Regis show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Mention the movie, okay? You know, I'm not in here for chicken feed. Mention the collateral damage when we get back on the air.
We got about 40 seconds left. Come back out of the break. What I want to know is.
Oh, I think, I tell you, my Einen Schnitzel hurts this morning.
Did you?
I did it all night.
I heard you banged Kelly Lee Ripa.
That's true. That's why I did the Regis show. He's an old man. He smells. He smells bad. He really does. She's good, but I rubbed
it
wrong.
You banged Kelly Lee?
I didn't. I tried to. I hit on her. I said, how you doing? You going to go see the film? How'd you like to sit next to me? And then we could go out later. And she said, no, I'm married, meet the baby, and all that crap. So I found a supermodel.
Oh, good.
I don't even remember her name. Might have been Klum.
Heidi Klum?
Wow. No, she used to be popular one. I think it was your sister.
Uh-oh.
Dee Dee Klum.
Oh, no.
Dee Dee Klum rubbed it raw.
Rob, give me the break here.
Well, we're back in 10.
10. 10 seconds.
All
right, so what do you want me to do? You want me to
promote the movie. Let me talk about the film.
Okay.
Christ's sake.
Three.
Okay.
We got only
two,
a short time to
settle
be
down.
Right.
Settle down.
We're settle down. Back on.
We're on.
We're back with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi.
Could not be happier to be in New York promoting his movie Collateral Damage.
This is a good picture. I'm proud of the picture, and I'd love to talk about my character if you'd ask me a question about it.
All right. What can we expect from your character?
What you can expect from hero fireman Goldie Brewer is the man who's just dying for revenge, and he goes out and tries to get the terrorists that have blown the things up, and that's why people can relate in the climate that it is now of the patriots with the flags and all the good of the, the 9/11 thing.
What can we expect from your teeth in this movie?
What you can expect from Arnold Schwarzenegger's teeth in the movie Collateral Damage is that they will get bigger and larger, as they have in most of my films. You know, I'm shrinking because the bodybuilding has damaged my tissue.
The roids?
So
your steroids?
Yeah, my doctor the other day said, Arnold, how come your teeth are getting bigger? I said, yes, they're getting bigger, but it's not that the teeth are getting too big. It's that the head is shrinking, that the tissues are getting smaller. So what you can expect from me is to see my teeth getting bigger each and every day.
You know, before we have 1 minute left before we really have to go to a break, let's give our local stations 30 seconds for the weather. Here you go. Local stations, 30 seconds. Mark.
Clear.
Don't you give anything out to eat?
Now listen.
Don't you give out the crazy bagels?
Yeah, I'll get you a bagel.
Okay.
When listeners call in, do you want to talk to listeners?
Yeah, I'll talk to listeners. Yeah, that's fine.
But I
don't like the people, though.
You don't like people?
Nah, they're pain in the ass. They are, Arnold. They flex your muscles, stupid. They're a-holes.
They're a-holes.
By and large, I try to keep away from them. That's why I bought a Hummer. I can run them over if they try to chase me. I got one guy's foot one time.
Meet
my car.
3, 2, we got 30 seconds and...
back.
All right, we're back with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, it's good to be here in New York City.
Arnold was just telling me how much he loves meeting the fans, how much he loves getting together with the fans.
That's why I like to do the pictures, because the fans come out and they see the Arnold movies and they love to talk to me, and I'd love to talk to them too.
What can we expect when you talk to one of your average fans on the street?
What you can expect from me talking to the fans on the street is that... Hi.
What?
How are you doing? Hey, is that your producer?
We are on the air.
Oh, okay. Hey, what you can expect from the fans is a good handshake and the autograph signing, and then, you'll go see the movie and I'll be very happy with it. You know, there was one time when I was doing Kindergarten Cop playing Detective John Kimball, and they were surrounding me, and the security said, Arnold, you have to get back to your trailer. And I said, no, I want to take time. and have a good time with the fans and sign the autographs so we can have a good time.
Oh, you
and then when I was, when I was, huh?
I got to give the phone numbers out here.
Okay, go ahead.
If you want to play Jeopardy, 877-692-1027 on WNEW.
I'll talk about all of my films, including in The Sixth Day, when I played Adam Gibson.
WJFK 202-432-1067.
Or Total Recall when I was Douglas Quaid.
Buddy in America can call 877-365-3636.
But enough questions about True Lies. True Lies when I played Harry Tasker. There's just too much of that, and we got the... can I mention something?
Yeah.
You know, we've got Terminator 3 coming out.
I know you do.
You're going to see the Terminator 3. You'll have a good time. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm in most of the scenes.
All right, let's... local stations?
Yeah.
Great, okay. Then we're clear?
Clear.
Okay, we're done. I got to roll.
We're clear.
I got places to go.
No, you got to stay and play the game.
Oh, do you mean that game you play with the nine and the things with the Jeopardy questions?
You got to stay and play the game.
Yeah, nine.
And listen, you know, you should.
Dog is showing.
When Lisa comes in the room, you don't say something on the air.
Say, I could eat it.
Yeah.
She looks hot with the sweater and the turtleneck around the neck there. That's good. You think she'd like to hang out with a star?
Now, what do you mean by hang out with a star?
Sleep with me. Do you think there's a chance?
You could ask her yourself.
Or are we in the break? You know, you do it. I like the middle of the man. You be the middle of the man.
I'll be the middle of the man.
There you go. Okay. That's the way I like
it.
Okay? You can ask after the show, but she could hang out. I'll pay. I'll pay good money.
For sex.
I'll pay for sex. I'll pay good dollars for her. I'll give her
$200.
$200
for sex.
I'll leave it on the dresser like they do in the movies.
Okay.
30 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I didn't realize we were counting.
I could be $2,000. I've got plenty of money.
I didn't realize we were. I thought we were gone. I thought we were off.
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, hey, hi.
Okay, listen.
Hi.
877-365-3636 or the other local numbers there. Call now.
I was just saying during the break that they, in Dr. Doolittle, I was the voice of the White Wolf.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
To thank them for the fantastic performance and for showing me the nice punta.
They love to wear it out, Don and Mike.
You love the punta, huh, Arnold?
I like the punta. You having a good time here?
Having a great time.
This is a good show. I listen to this show when I'm in the city. It's great. You enjoy it. And it's a good program. I hope it gets on my small village in Austria.
What can we expect from Low Budget Jeopardy today?
What you can expect are funny questions and knowledge from the two contestants that play the game. And you'll have a good time, because it's always fun.
Why?
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. You can expect it, and if you miss it, you'll be driving home saying, I'm so angry that I missed the Jeopardy.
Hey, you're going to play now. Arnold, let's meet our challenger and our other challenger.
This is the Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a lady who is a nurse from the Bronx, New York. Let's say hi to Elizabeth Kenny.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
And now,
great, thank you.
Fine. You having a good time, Elizabeth?
Good. I didn't know you were going to say my last name, so if I lose, now I'm going to look real stupid.
That's okay. Have a good time. I'm almost here to save the day. You're a nurse. Are you wearing a uniform?
Not right now. More.
Are you pretty?
Very.
Very good.
At least I think.
You going to see my movie?
What movie are you in?
Congressman.
Collateral Damage. What can we expect in that movie, Arnold?
What we can expect is the hero, Gordy Brewer, climbing the lattice and being, around the lot with the big explosions. Now entering the studio is the second challenger. He's from Clinton, Maryland, and an electrician. Let's say hi to the Stuart Sullivan.
Hey, how you doing, Arnold?
Hi, Stuart.
Hi.
Hey, Stu. Stu and Elizabeth. Here we go. Always remember, never forget, answer the form of the question. I live with my mom wearing a clip-on tie, suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex, and as we're playing the game, then it's El Kuhler and Quizmaster.
You mind if I smoke this cigar?
Oh, God. I crave a cigar in the studio. They won't let me smoke in here. They'll let you smoke in here.
Yes, because I'm a star. Come on, though.
And always call him Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here are your categories.
Yeah, the categories are the fun part. Listen carefully to the Elizabeth and Stuart.
There you go. Your categories are Olympic concerts,
Oh, that's a good cigar. You want one?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll send you a box.
Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
That's my favorite category.
Hey, do you think they'd kill me if I really smoked a cigar in here today?
I don't know.
I think we both should. Go ahead. So I planted the seed in your head with cigars.
I got a couple out in Cancer Corner out there.
Okay, I'll go grab you one.
Okay.
Very good.
So let me see. Olympic concerts, Arnold Schwarzenegger movies,
yeah.
Spelling Bee.
I'm not good at Nick's good.
NFL Pro Bowl.
The football.
And states and capitals. So here you go. That's Olympic concerts, yeah. Arnold's movies.
That's the good movies.
Spelling Bee.
Yeah, that's lots of fun.
NFL Pro Bowl, states and capitals.
Get ready to have a good time.
Elizabeth, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Okay, I'll take states and capitals.
Hey,
or
good luck.
$200?
No. It's $1, $2, or $3, honey. It's a cheap show.
I don't be want
$1.
To be, I don't want to be with the bias, but I root for the Elizabeth because she's a nurse.
It is the great capital of the great state of Virginia.
Richmond. What is Richmond?
I disagree then.
That was not in the form of a question.
Do it, your chance to steal.
Was that at least right?
What is Richmond?
There you go. That's how you steal it there.
$1 for the steward who's in control. Select again, okay?
States and capitals for two.
It is the capital of the great state of Georgia.
What is Birmingham?
Yes, of course, D.A. Birmingham, Georgia.
Elizabeth, it's your chance to steal and pay attention to the rules.
What is Atlanta?
$2 for Elizabeth. She takes the lead. You're in control. Pay attention to the rules.
Birmingham.
Birmingham, Georgia. What a dumbass.
Right, Arnold.
Okay.
Okay, honey, finish up this category.
States and capitals for three.
It is the capital of Michigan.
Stuart, your chance to steal again.
I'll wait for your guess, Stuart. I'm sure it's a good one.
What is that? I don't know.
I don't know. Nine.
No, Lansing.
Lansing, Michigan. Sorry. And Elizabeth DeNeus, you're in control of the game. It's the low-budget Jeopardy.
For Arnold, I'll take $1 for Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
All right, sure. That's a good category. I like that. That's good.
Arnold teaches school.
What is Kindergarten Cop?
Yes, that's the one that right. I played, Detective John Kimball. Go again, Elizabeth. You're in control.
I'll do Schwarzenegger movies for two.
Arnold wants the Turbo Man.
Oh. What is Terminator?
Stuart, your chance to steal.
This might be the dumbest guy we've ever had.
Come on. Hey, that's Jingle All the Way when I played Howie Langston.
That is Jingle All the Way.
Yes, I was good in that with Sinbad. And Elizabeth, you're in control.
Finish this off at $3, Schwarzenegger.
Arnold gets pregnant.
Oh, no.
What is twins?
Nine. Stuart, your chance to steal.
I have no idea.
Junior, yeah, that Junior. Was a good movie.
Junior, however, I just want to say something. This guy, Stuart?
Yeah, Stuart Sullivan from Clinton, Maryland.
Not only did he say Birmingham is the capital of Georgia.
Yeah, bro.
I believe every other answer he's given has been, I don't know.
That's correct, but he can wire your closets with lights.
Let's subtract $1 from him already.
So,
so he's starting the game with -1. He has to get
He had one, so he gets knocked down to zero.
Down to zero.
Okay, you start from scratch, Stuart. And if you don't make it to the second round, that'll be a big ripoff.
Because you got to at least guess if you don't know.
All right, Elizabeth, you're in control.
Olympic concerts, one.
Okay, you know, they have these musicians doing concerts every day during the Olympics. This boy band will play Salt Lake City on February 23rd.
Who is
NSYNC? NSYNC is right.
That's correct. $1 for you, the boy band, with all their little bodies and their girly arms. All right, go ahead, Elizabeth.
$2 for Olympic concerts.
This country duo will sing on February 16th.
Clint Black. Who is Clint Black?
Nine.
No, duo, honey.
Stuart, your chance to steal.
Who is Tim McGraw-Faith Hill?
You know what?
Give him his dollar back.
Yes, that makes your total $3 now. We give you $2 and you get your dollar back.
Yeah, just give him his original dollar back because he got it wrong.
Oh, you confused me.
He got it wrong, but I'm glad that he gave an answer.
Okay, so he gets his dollar back. Who's the big duo?
It's Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, no, they suck.
Yeah, they do.
Nine. Disagreed.
Disagreed.
Elizabeth, you're in control.
We'll finish that one off for three. Get rid of that one.
Latino Hunk, he will perform on February 20th.
Who is Enrico Iglesias?
Nine.
Stuart, your chance to steal.
Stuart, I'm about to take away that dollar again.
You have to come up with a guess.
Who is Willie Nelson?
Hey, famous Latino hunk, Willie Nelson.
That's right. Famous Latin actor, Willie Nelson.
I couldn't think of his name.
It's Mark Anthony.
And Elizabeth, you're in control, okay?
What's the other category?
So you still have Spelling Bee and NFL Pro Bowl.
All right. We'll stay away from the football. We'll go for the Spelling Bee for a dollar.
All right, beautiful.
Simply all right, mixed good.
For one, coffee.
What is COFFEE? Coffee.
That's right, coffee.
That's Don Gershwin, that's $1 for you, Elizabeth. You're in control.
Coffee.
We'll do that spelling bee for two.
Cubicle.
What is CUBICAL?
Nine. Stuart, your chance to steal.
What is CUB? LE.
No, it's...
Jesus, what's the matter with your brain? I'll reach in there and pull it out by its stem.
C-U-B-I-C-L-E, cubicle.
I'll eat his brains fried up in the pan.
You'll never get this next one, for God's
Elizabeth,
sake.
Elizabeth, you're in control. You're making me angry, both of you.
Spelling bee for three.
All right, just sound it out.
Three.
Moratorium.
Three.
Moratorium.
What is M-O-R-A-T-O-R-I-U-M?
Dogashine.
Now that's how you do it. Well, you just sound it out.
$3. Now you have to move on to the category you don't want to, Elizabeth.
Right. Moratorium.
$4.
All right, NFL Pro Bowl being played tomorrow night, incidentally, in Hawaii. He was voted the NFC's starting quarterback. He will not play, though.
Who is Drew Bledsoe?
Nine.
But, you know, that's cute because you're a girl.
Stuart, it's your chance to steal.
He just played the Super Bowl.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Nine.
I'm sorry. If a guy can't come up with a football player's name, take away a dollar from this.
You're back down. You're back down to zero. The commands are all you're saying. All right, Elizabeth. Who is the quarterback? Give it to him.
Maybe you heard of him. Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Oh,
and
my God.
Elizabeth, you're in control.
$2. Okay.
He was voted the AFC starting quarterback. He will play.
Who is Drew Bledsoe?
No, but again, you know, she's a girl, so she gets a pass.
All right, Stuart, your chance to steal.
Who is Rich Gannon?
He just pulled that one out of his ass.
$2 for you. Way to go, Stuart.
He's back. You know, every time he's like the Godfather. Every time I want him out.
He comes back. I was up for the role as the Godfather.
He pulls me back.
Really? You know that?
You were up for the role as the Godfather.
I was going to be Don Corleone.
Let me hear it.
Hey, Michael, look what I've done to my boy. Look, it's my sonny. They filled him full of lead. Aren't they stupid? Thank you, Sean. Thank you very much.
Showing, really.
That means that, Stuart, you have the final question on the big board, and here you go. He was voted the NFC place kicker. He will play.
Don't know that one.
Take away a dollar.
Come on.
You at least
leaves you down to $1.
Means you get to play the final round.
Elizabeth, your chance to steal.
Are you ready? Who is Moya?
Nine.
No, see, at least she can guess, though.
That's right.
No, it's David Akers of the Eagles.
And thank God that's the end of the first round of low-budget Jeopardy.
Okay, and what is the score as we head to final low-budget Jeopardy, Arnold?
Elizabeth Inez finishes with the $8, and Stuart has one mark.
All right, guys. Anybody can win because we physically forced you both to bet it all.
Yeah,
don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and here is the category. Arnold the Killer. Arnold the Killer.
I like that.
The kind of car Arnold Schwarzenegger was driving when he accidentally ran over the family dog.
Oh.
Now, this is not from a movie. This is a true story. The type of car Arnold Schwarzenegger was driving when he accidentally ran over his family pet, the dog. Answer in the form of a question, kids, and good luck.
All contestants on to Low Budget Jeopardy will receive pottery by Schwarzenegger. You know, ladies and gentlemen, in my free time, I make pottery, and people tell me they like it, and so now I mass produce it. Remember, it doesn't do anything. It's just clay in different piles and shapes. But it's the best, I guarantee it. And you'll be the life of the party when you buy pottery by Schwarzenegger. Maybe sometimes you can use it as an ashtray. Now back to Final Love Budget Jeopardy. Meet Alex to Victor Animal.
Isn't that a real story also one time?
Yes.
That Arnold Schwarzenegger was
painting,
making pottery.
I paint the pottery. I glaze pottery.
Yeah. Okay, now we need 1 second. Why? To get the guy on the phone?
I believe we're trying to get the steward who is giving the answer to the producer with the game for the Low Budget Jeopardy. Go see Collateral Damage and Not the Big Fat Liar.
Did the guy hang up? What's the deal with that?
I glaze it with number three.
Oh. I don't want to hear that.
I glaze it with meet my DNA.
Line three. Yeah.
You want some glaze?
Hold on. Oh, right here, line three?
Yeah.
Is this the guy? Is this the guy? Hello, a guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of car Arnold was driving when he accidentally ran over the family dog.
What is a Porsche?
Nine. That ducks you down mercifully to zero there, Stuart.
Now, Elizabeth, listen, you're the big winner if you have the correct answer. Liz?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your answer, honey?
Oh, Ford. But I wanted to say Ford Expedition.
Nice. No, not a Ford. Guys, it was a Humvee, Hummer.
That knocks you both down to zero. That means you won't be coming back.
And that is a true story that Arnold Schwarzenegger backed up and ran over the family dog in his Humvee.
It's caused me a great deal of pain.
Oh, that means that this is the type of game that Alan Linewand will love. We're giving away no money.
Stop with the yelping.
I just want to say, don't go away, man. Just go away, kids. Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger to tell you about your prizes. What can we expect from these prizes?
What you can expect is a tough one to read because they got all the crazy kooky letters in the order. I don't read the English. I don't read the English really good, but I'll try.
Give it your best shot.
Okay. You have won a Don Juan beer. A Don Juan beer.
Don Juan Bear.
Send a beer. Graham gift meet Vermont. TD Bear. The creative alternative to flowers.
I think you're talking about the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Yeah, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. I always get excited. That's good. I sent the bear to friends and family from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. There's something about their teddy bears that is so, so nice. I really enjoyed the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. I hope you have a good time with your bears.
But wait,
you've got more surprises.
There's more.
You have won a dozen donuts and a box of Joey from Dunkin' Donuts.
A box of Joe.
Winter is here. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for hot beverages that are perfect for the season. Thank you to our fine sponsors, Dunkin' Donuts and the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Thank you. Hold on, guys. Both of you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, DA.
Have fun.
Okay, bye-bye.
Enjoy your teddy bears.
Arnold, that's it. Always remember and never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Carlin Incorporated, and this is distributed by King Bird. You have a good time. Thank you, sir. Beatles, eh?
What's the buzz? Here he goes. Slight mispronunciation of a couple of words there, I think.
Well, he has a German accent, and he was saying Vermont Teddy Bear.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too.
Vermont Teddy Bear. Let's go to Buzz with the news now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, me.
He made it up.
Is today's lead story why Lisa's mad at us?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why are you mad at us today?
She's had a bad day.
Yeah, why are you mad at us today?
I'm not mad at you today, but we'll discuss it off the air.
Does that have something to do with the last 2 minutes of the show?
Partially. I would say about the last 5-10 minutes.
The last
We'll discuss it off the air.
Wow. Really? She needs a meat injection, man.
Oh, God.
I swear to God that girl does. Buzz, your lead story was?
Is actually today another air scare and security at the Olympics.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Goddamn right. And now we're running late on time. This is great to Buzz, okay?
They love to wear it out.
We do.
Don and Mike.
Buzz, my apologies.
It's going all right.
Not Scrabble related today. We've run very late today.
Good show. Out of time.
Great show again today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Keep calling. We love taking your calls even when Buzz is doing the news. What's the latest over there, Jumble?
Well, first, things are back to normal at Hartsfield Airport in Atlanta after an apparent bomb scare this morning. Delta Flight 350 to Boston was canceled with other arrangements being made for the passengers. The plane was moved away from the terminal while it was searched and the passengers interviewed. CNN reported that a bomb threat had been phoned in. Airport officials at first would only call it a security-related incident, but now they say that there was a search and that no bomb or any other device was found. The flight scheduled to depart Atlanta at 8:10 this morning was to have carried 102 passengers. There were no other evacuations or delays. And now, just before news time, a passenger aboard a small jet bound for New York refused to put out a cigarette in the cabin today and became verbally abusive, causing the crew to divert the plane to Cleveland.
You know, I mean, really, it's time to come down on these a-holes that do this.
No time for that kind of stuff.
I do want to say that...
it just made me laugh. I'm sorry.
As I pick up my cigar. The latest urban legend going around is that these guys planned September 11th well in advance, and that the next attack is going to be 5 months later, which incidentally, October, November, December, January, February, which would be February 11th. That is the latest urban legend that's all over the internet and all over all these different boards with people saying, whatever you do next week on the 11th, don't travel, don't do anything. That's the day it's going to happen.
Anybody remember Stay Out of the Shopping Malls on Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember that one?
Another
one of those. Of a banker from Uruguay who disrupted a flight to Argentina yesterday will be in court here in the U.S. this afternoon. 28-year-old banker Pablo Morera could get 20 years in prison for trying to kick in the cockpit door on a United flight out of Miami.
Good.
He was subdued, as you recall, by the co-pilot armed with an axe. The injuries must not have been too serious since he was well enough to be escorted back to the U.S. last night, although in handcuffs.
Have any of the fine journalists pursuing this story asked why he did this?
Yes, they have. And the FBI is saying today that the guy obviously has some kind of mental problem, and the guy has stated to them that he just wanted to destroy everything. He,
I'd like to ask him a question.
Rammed his shoulder against the door 6 times and then kicked at the bottom of the door until he finally got his feet through, and then he tried to slide underneath feet first, and I guess that's when they opened the door and beat him.
Wow.
The U.S. is still looking for all the illegal immigrants from the Middle East, but they won't just be deported. They'll also be interrogated. The Immigration Service is still locating over 300,000 foreigners who are here illegally. The interrogation effort will focus first on about 6,000 folks from countries identified as Al-Qaeda strongholds.
I saw a lot of them as I was walking to work today.
Who are the guys asking us what the address was? They may be here illegally.
Some delivery guy downstairs. Mike and I are walking in the building today. You don't want this guy.
Right.
He starts asking us, where's 72nd Street?
Where's 12?
12.
That was the question. Where's 12?
Where's 12? We're like, this is 57th and 7th.
Right.
And the guy is showing us the envelope on the bag with the whatever food stuff he was at.
Where's 12?
Where's 12?
It's like, go away.
Just come on. Speak the language.
Go away. Learn the language. Go away.
Hey, listen, I noticed that the pizza's gone. Does that mean that the web guy is going to get the photos of the PlayStation being smashed up on the web? Okay, so go to www.wnew.com.
Very good.
Very soon, the pictures of the destruction of the PlayStation and then the mailing of the PlayStation should be up for your viewing pleasure.
Very good.
I'll have the last piece of pizza. Thank you, Rob.
A squadron of F-16 fighter jets and Black Hawk helicopters are patrolling the skies over the Olympic Village for tonight's opening ceremony. Yesterday, police evacuated two buildings there after the discovery of a plastic bag filled with electrical parts, wiring, and fuses in a nearby parking garage. A bomb squad blew up the bag and then began their investigation.
I don't know about you guys. I will not be watching that. I mean, not only because, you know, I've got plans tonight,
right,
but I wouldn't watch it on a bet.
No.
I mean, like, you'd have to tie me to a chair to get me to watch the pomp and circumstance of all of the countries coming in.
The only one I ever remember is, I think it was Lillehammer, where weren't there, like, little imps that came out of the snow? It was one of the most jive shows. It was like, up. Yeah, like Teletubbies. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It's like Teletubbies coming out of the snow. It was amazing. Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to top Muhammad Ali shooting a bow and arrow.
You're not going to be able to top them, bro. Well, it turns out the tattered American flag from the wreckage of the World Trade Center will not be raised at tonight's Olympics opening ceremony.
Now, why?
What the
why?
Hell is going on with this? Not because someone said it couldn't. It's because the flag is actually now too flimsy to survive any kind of wind that might make it wave. The flag, however, will be carried carefully into the stadium at 1 minute into the ceremony, carried by U.S. athletes, New York firefighters, and Port Authority cops. At one point, the International Olympic Committee tried to prevent all of this, saying that it would make the international event too American.
It, you know, it really worries me when they're, you know, I know this is an important issue,
right,
but so much crap has been going on with this flag.
Right.
I hope they're paying as much attention to all the other stuff. Like,
so what you're telling me, again, to read this thing, to think about why the flag won't be there?
It's too flimsy. It's been through an awful lot, as you can imagine.
So if they raised it up over the stadium, it might just be in tatters.
Any wind at all, and there has been some rough weather there today, it would in fact be, you know, nothing left.
So what you're telling me is that the flag is in better shape than G. Gordon Liddy.
It's possible.
Was that, okay.
Wow. There you go.
F you, white trash.
I mean, that was a long way to go, but I just wanted to slip that one in.
Thank you, Gordon.
Worth it.
New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, after taking some
heat. And howdy to Mrs. Liddy. Always wanna say hi to Frances Liddy.
Hello, Frances!
She's great, and John just sent me an instant message. The PlayStation pictures are up on NEW.com.
Excellent. New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, after taking some heat this week for not attending any 9/11 funerals for firefighters, will attend his first tomorrow morning. Firefighters unions complained after a report this week that Bloomberg blew off a funeral last Saturday for a groundhog event on Long Island.
Yeah, glad he had to be reminded to go to one.
Quoting one union official, I think he'll get a good reception from the firefighters for being there tomorrow.
Sure.
So do I, Buzz.
Yes. Your cops have had their share of bad behavior, bad publicity, and bad luck, but those days appear to be over, at least for a while. A new survey shows New York police getting a 76% approval rating, their best showing since 1997.
You know, let me just tell you a personal experience. The other day, when the motorcade was in town, George W. was in town. He was here for, you know, to come and speak to some groups in New York City.
Right.
They had, I think it was something like three square blocks closed down, and I was right up on the police barricade where they were. These cops, I know everybody says good things, but when you have personal experience with it, this cop could not have been cooler, funnier, you know, talking about he had 15 years on while the other guys had 10, so don't listen to him. It was just, and, you know, and he loosened the crowd up, and he was doing his job. You know, I salute him. I mean, they're a great guy, really. I mean, that was a personal experience. I love those guys.
Even among African Americans, the approval rating is high, higher than it's been. 56%, 62% of all people say the city's safer than it was 5 years ago. Nevertheless, the polls show that still nearly half of all New Yorkers still fear becoming a crime victim.
And just a message to that guy that's, you know, not going to funerals.
Right.
You know, don't F with this.
Yeah.
Okay, things are going good. Keep treating those guys the right way.
Hey, amen.
Right.
Buzz, we got to sneak a quick one in here. Let's also take the time to ask for a call. 1-800-877-365-3636. A prize package we've selected especially for you. Dial recklessly. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
Come chisel on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
H to the Izzo. Here
is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Donna Mike. In sports, Enron executive Ken Lay has just sold his interest in the NFL expansion team, the Houston Texans. He was bought out by co-owner Bob McNair, who says, quote, Ken no longer has any interest in the Texans.
His wife, incidentally, has the same name as mine.
Really?
Frito-Lay. thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
That's good comedy right there.
I'll be back on Monday.
In Detroit, former boxing great Thomas Hearns is trying to lure the Tyson-Lewis fight to Michigan.
The hitman.
He's filed papers requesting a bout at the Pontiac Silverdome on April 6th.
Not to be confused with the hitman from Ocean City.
Yeah, Hitman McKay. Great tattoos.
And finally, the good news is the 10-year-old boy will be okay. He was grazed in the face by a bullet during school in the Philadelphia suburb of Germantown. The bullet came from a police officer's gun, which discharged accidentally during show and tell. In hindsight, perhaps the officer...
Get to know Charlie.
Who wants to be a cop?
In hindsight, perhaps the officer shouldn't have passed the 9mm Glock around the room while it was loaded.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow.
The wounded fourth grader got 5 stitches and is now home from the hospital. Police and school officials are investigating the incident. The 5-year veteran officer...
Get to know Charlie.
Being investigated and has been removed from duty, imagine that.
Here's my gun. Who wants to play with it?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Yes.
No! Thank you, Buzz. Gotta go. Next week on the show, we're going to debut Porto Football.
Can't wait.
Also, the return of Pete Moss and Less Humid.
Yeah.
And our Valentine's Day extravaganza.
Woo!
It's next week. Thank you for all the great phone calls all week long. A good show again today. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Let me see. Monday, come watch us as we get wet, as we pay off our wet bet.
Oh, my God.
Monday night at 8 o'clock, the entire Don and Mike gang and the rest of the Gutterballs will be at the Gay Club Wet in Northwest Washington, D.C. Come share in our fun. Hot balls in action. Join your Gutterballs as we take on Robert the Angry Mailman at 4 other disgruntled mailmen this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the glorious Annandale AMF.
AMF!
Action starts at 7. We'll see you there. And tomorrow, join our very own Moody Lisa. Come on out and take a ride on the Mood Swing with Lisa Herndon tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at East Coast Communications of Sterling, Virginia. Come and see the magic of the Dish Network.
All right, that's the same greeting which is given all day long.
Yeah. What, the finger?
Yeah.
Get that alive.
Salute.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi, honey. Hello.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are.
100.
You are caller 100. Oh, and listen, about caller 100, the whole thing with the PlayStation. It all started with the lady from sending us the feedback that she won the game and that she didn't get the PlayStation. So we busted the PlayStation and we sent it to her. Those pictures are on WNEW.com. Also, I want to thank the guy from Talkers Magazine who came on the show today.
Tom.
Forgot his last name.
Was it Mickey or something like that?
Anyway, listen. What's your name, my friend?
David.
Dave, where are you from?
I am from Baltimore, Maryland.
Dave, you got the Super Troopers prize back. Don't miss Super Troopers, the hilarious new film about cops, crime, and killing time in theaters February 15th. It's their highway. You're just driving on it. Plus, you want a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Winter is here. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for hot beverages that are perfect for the season. Enjoy, my friend.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much for listening in Charm City. That's it. Let me see. Boy, oh, boy. Coming up?
Uh-huh.
Got a meeting?
Yeah. Hey, have fun with that.
Then I'm going to a museum with my wife.
Oh, have fun with that.
Then I'm going to a vegetarian restaurant with my wife.
Nice. I won't even say it.
And then I'm going to kill myself. So you guys have a great, safe weekend.
Enjoy.
And see you Monday. Thank you for listening, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob?
I've seen it today, so I know.
Can you?
Yes,
no.
You can.
No, but the question is, can you?
I don't know.
Can you be kind?
I don't know.
Please throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Beautifully done. See you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Toodaloo ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.